Sports is on the air. Baseball fans, this is Bob Neal speaking for the Gillette Safety Razor Company. Gillette is on the air the year round with sports events of national interest for your enjoyment. These include the World Series, Rose Bowl game, Blue Gray game, Kentucky Derby, All-Star Baseball game, and the top fight of the week every Friday night. This is our word of thanks to Gillette customers. This broadcast is authorized under broadcasting rights granted by the Commissioner of Baseball solely for the entertainment of our listening audience, and any publication, rebroadcast, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express consent of the Commissioner is prohibited. Well, it's another beautiful day here in Yankee Stadium. The sun shining brightly, and while there may not be too much joy on the Milwaukee side of Yankee Stadium at the moment, it is somewhere in the high 60s, and the wind blowing out of the northwest at about 15 miles an hour. As the saying goes, it's a hitter's wind, but of no great significance today because it's almost blowing across from left to right field. The great band from the Citadel is out in center field. The crowd has come in. It's a later crowd than it was yesterday. Yesterday, by noontime, everybody was in here watching the batting practice. And a fine idea by the Commissioner of Baseball and splendid cooperation by the photographers of the major news services and newspapers throughout the country. Commissioner asking the gentlemen of the lens to, if they would mind, getting their pictures taken by noon so that the fans here assembled could watch batting practice, one of the certainly added extras in any baseball game. And the newspaper men going along beautifully and complying with the request so that the fans assembled could watch as the mighty hitters of the Braves and the Yankees take their strokes. As any child can tell you, two follows one. And today, the Yankees are after game number two. And it's not elementary that the Braves, the Milwaukee Braves that is, don't want the Yankees to have number two game on the World Series special nailed to their masthead as the Yankee Express heads out for Milwaukee sometime tonight. Warren Spahn, the pride of the Milwaukee pitching staff, who failed in his bid to give the National League champs a one-game lead, will be giving to Lou Burdett, his compatriot of the Milwaukee team, the benefit of his experience as Burdett tries to get the Braves even. Now, Spahn and Burdett are roommates, and I presume last night they were not necessarily talking about the failure of the Braves to win the first game, as they did in their two previous first games in their two previous World Series. For example, in 1948, Johnny Sain beat Bob Feller 1-0 in Boston. And going back to 1914, Ernie Rudolph beat Chief Bender 7-1 in Philadelphia. So the Braves did not win the first game yesterday. That, of course, is a fact that's known to everyone. Today, the Yankees are hailing their two Marines, Bauer and Coleman, and the pitching of Ed Whitey Ford as the bell ringers of another title for New York. But Milwaukee fans and players aren't sold on the idea that one game a series makes. Salvatore Magley, who has pitched against the Yankees and pitches now for the New Yorkers of the American League, but who is not eligible to work the World Series, is taking a few bows today for his part that the book that he is supposed to have composed is now the best-selling book on the New York Yankee team. Magley's knowledge of the Milwaukee Braves and the fact that Magley and Whitey Ford did a lot of running in the outfield prior to the series is supposed to have been the means of transportation of the news from Magley's mind to Whitey Ford. And apparently Whitey learned his lesson well, because yesterday the Braves were able to get but five hits. So today, hitters from Milwaukee like Hank Aaron, Joe Adcock, Eddie Matthews, who looked like any other ballplayer USA yesterday, will again try to regain the stature for which the Milwaukee fans know they are capable and worthy of the high rating they've had. Today, little Bobby Shands will try and prove that he also is an apt student, and the Braves will be out to give him a course in more than a few of the mere knocks of life. Bobby Shands is not the biggest man in the world, and undoubtedly, that's a fact known to a great many of you also. Bobby stands, a rousing 5'6.5", and he weighs 150 pounds. He was born in Pottstown, Pennsylvania, and this year with the New York Yankees, he compiled the best earned run average in baseball. Both the American and the National League, his earned run average 2.44. Chan's 111, lost 5, and he's had a rather interesting career in baseball. Started in 1948 in Lincoln, worked 1 year in the minor leagues, then went to Philadelphia. After 7 years with the A's, went to Kansas City. In 55 with Kansas City, won 5, lost 10, had a sore arm. In 56 with Kansas City, won 2, lost 7, and was traded to the Yankees with pitcher Art Dittmar, Jack McMahon, and first baseman. And that, of course, all happened on February 19th, 1957. This year, Shands has been virtually unbeatable. Now we talk about Lou Burdette. But first, I'd like to talk about the fact that the groundskeepers here have put the field in just wonderful condition. They've replaced a great many thousand square feet of sod. The infield being manicured now to the point of perfection. Lou Burdette is now starting to warm up. Shands loosening up. And the 1957 World Series is being brought to you from Yankee Stadium in New York.
This is Westbrook Van Voorhis with news from Papermate of a significant advance in the science of writing. In my years of news reporting, I've had many a pen stop writing just when I needed it the most. You've probably had the same trouble. Chances are you weren't out of ink. The ink was simply clogged. Ink clogging, you see, is the major reason most ball pens stop writing. After years of research, Papermate has discovered an exclusive new ink formula with an amazing additive called Flojum that ends ink clogging. Because of its remarkable lubricating and anti-clogging properties, Papermate's new ink formula with Flojum writes all the time, every time, even on hard-to-write surfaces such as checks, glossy photos, even glass. Get a Papermate. The only pen that has the exclusive new ink formula with amazing Flojum. The Papermate Piggyback Capri is still just $1.95.
Salva Louis Burdette Jr. may not be easily recognized by a great many of you outside of his close personal friends, but this is the given name of a young pitcher by the name of Lou Burdette. Lou comes from an explosive town in West Virginia by the name of Nitro, and he was born November the 22nd, 1926. He stands 6'2", he weighs 180 pounds. He's perhaps known as Fidgety Lou Burdette. There's a lot of motion. Some batters in the National League refer to him as the jumping jack of baseball. He jumps off that mound, jumps at the batters. And today, the Yankees will be trying to jump right back at him. Burdette last year won 19 while losing 10. This year for the Milwaukee Braves, he won 17 while losing 9. And his earned run average was 3.71. So we have a fine right-hander versus a fine left-hander in the second game of the World Series. We have a interesting lineup today. The Yankees changing their lineup. And the Milwaukee Braves will have the same lineup they had yesterday with the difference of the pitcher. Red Cheney will lead off for Milwaukee, play second base, had one hit and four times at bat. Johnny Logan will be at shortstop. He was hitless. Eddie Matthews will bat third and play third base. Hitless and two times at bat. Hank Aaron will be in center field. And he will bat fourth. Joe Adcock, who was not the big Joe Adcock of the Milwaukee Braves in the regular season yesterday, but who promises before this series is over to explode with some rather, well, fantastic power, will play first base, and he will bat fifth. Andy Papko, the veteran of some World Series, will be in right field for Milwaukee. Wes Covington will bat seventh and will be in left field. Del Crandall will do the catching, and he will bat eighth. Lou Burdett will be out there on the mound for Milwaukee. So the batteries today for the Milwaukee Braves find Del Crandall back at the plate, Lou Burdett on the mound. For the Yankees, leading off and playing right field is Hank Bauer. Gil McDougall will be at shortstop, batting second. Mickey Mantle will bat third and play center field. Yogi Berra will do the catching, batting fourth. And Enos Lauder's in the lineup today. Enos will be in left field. He will bat fifth. Harry Simpson, acquired by the Yankees from Kansas City, will be at first base. And he will be batting sixth. Tony Kubek will be at third base. Now, this youngster from Milwaukee has played five different positions for the Yankees this year. He played 41 games at shortstop, 38 games at third base, 31 games in left field, 23 games in center field, and finished one game at second base. So with 38 games of experience in the regular season at third base, Tony Kubek steps into the World Series picture today, moving to third base. Gary Coleman will again be at second base, and he'll bat eighth. Then Bobby Shands, a man who has curves upon curves upon curves, will be working today for the Yankees. Today's opposing pitchers present two of the best fielders in baseball, which actually means that both infields today will have five infielders. Shands, with that quick move off the mound, has during the regular season been most tenacious with any balls hit anywhere around the mound. He's a tough man on bunt. Lou Burdett is equally fine in fielding the ball. So this should be a real battle today, as yesterday's game was. Yankees now start to move out to their positions. Citadel band out in center field, continuing with the fine music that they've provided in the first two games here of the World Series. And as the Yankees trot out to their positions, sun shining brightly. Fans rooting for the Milwaukee Braves. Fans rooting for the New York Yankees. All looking on as the great spectacle of the fall is ready to unfold. Now, ladies and gentlemen, why don't you join with us as Miss Lucy Monroe sings our national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you please join me and let us all sing together? Oh,
their seats, getting ready as Connie Ryan, the coach at third base for the Braves, and Johnny Riddle, the coach at first base, move to their positions. And with Bobby Shantz moving out to the mound, we now pause for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady.
Campaign, he gave every indication of being a rather capable pitcher, which I think might be the understatement of the day. Though the little left-hander, known as the cutie of the pitching staff of the New York Yankees, and as one of the Yankee supporters said before the game, if the Braves thought they saw some curves yesterday, well, they take a look at Chan. Well, Braves have seen some fine curveball pitchers during the regular season, and they're going to be looking at another one, and they'll be out there swinging. And this promises to be one of the truly fine series of all time, with the Yankees now leading by one game. Bobby Shantz has worked, however, in the capacity of an all-star game pitcher, worked one inning, so he may have had an opportunity to experience some of the excitement that goes along with any World Series game. The Yankees, during the regular season, were shut out only two times. One by Early Wynn, once by Ralph Terry. And ready now, as the first batter from Milwaukee is ready to step in. And here, moving to our microphone, the voice of the Milwaukee Braves, Earl Gillespie.
Thank you very much, Bob Neal, and good afternoon, everybody. The tiny southpaw, Bobby Shantz, getting all set to go in the top half of the first inning. He will face Rhett Shandings, Johnny Logan, and Eddie Matthews. Shandings, a switch hitter, batting right-handed against the southpaw. Yesterday, had 1-for-4. The first pitch, a curve strike in this game, is underway. Bobby Shantz breaking that curveball in the outside corner knee-high. Shandings to hit 319 for the Braves. Outfield is playing him around towards left field as Shantz has the sign, delivers, the pitch is a strike two, and Shandings finds himself in the hole. Strike two count. The Yankee outfield today has Enos Country Slaughter in left, Mickey Mantle in center field, and Hank Fowler in right. Bobby Shantz, a strike two count on the Braves leadoff man, starts a little rocking motion, kicks up the right leg, the pitch a curve is low outside, and it's 1-2. Manager Fred Haney, who operates from the third base dugout, has Connie Ryan coaching at third base with Johnny Riddle down at first base. A ball one, a strike two count on Shandings. On deck is shortstop Johnny Logan. Four of the Braves today are gunning for their first World Series base hit. Shandings yesterday had one base hit that drove in the Milwaukee run. He takes strike three. He is called out. Shandings looked at that curveball in the inside corner knee high. So there is strikeout number one for Bobby Shantz. And it brings up the shortstop, Johnny Logan. Logan, a 273 hitter this year. Yesterday, went 0-for-3 against Whitey Ford. Bobby Shantz, 32-year-old left-hander, 11 wins and 5 defeats on the season, and a very sharp earned run average of 2.44. The pitch to John, a curve is low inside. That's a ball. Ball one and no strikes on shortstop Johnny Logan. The Yankee infield today has Tony Kubek at third base, Gil McDougal at short, Jerry Coleman at second base, and Harry Simpson at first base. Shantz on the mound and Yogi Berra doing the catching. One out, nobody on base. The pitch, a curve, breaks inside. That's ball two. In the on-deck circle, Milwaukee strong boy Eddie Matthews waving some bats around. Ball two, no strikes. The outfield plays Logan, pulled around towards left field. The second baseman, Jerry Coleman, is playing deep. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner, and it's ball two, strike one. Jocko Conlon of the National League is calling the balls and strikes. Yankees set defensively as Shantz delivers, and here is a ball high. It's 3-1. At first base, it is Bill McKinley of the American League. At second base, Augie Donatelli of the National League. At third base, Joe Paparella of the American League. Down the left field line, Frank Sicari of the senior circuit. And on the right field line, it is Nestor Shylock of the American League. 3-1 pitch to Logan, and he takes strike two. Ball three and a strike two count. Chance for Casey Stengel this year. Started 21 ball games, completed 9. He fired one shutout. Ball three, strike two on the number two hitter, Johnny Logan, with one out, nobody on base. Braves out this afternoon to even this 1957 World Series. 3-2 pitch, and it's strike three. He is called out. Logan broke down that first-place line. He's called back by umpire Chuck O'Conlon. Two strikeouts for Bobby Shantz, who so far is showing a very sharp-breaking curveball. Now here is third baseman Eddie Matthews, who yesterday was on base twice with walks, went 0 for 2 officially. Moving up towards the on-deck circle is center fielder Henry Aaron. Two outs, nobody on base, as Bobby Shantz has gotten that third strike past both Shane Deans and Johnny Logan. Now the outfield shifts around towards the right. Bobby Shantz delivers, and Matthews takes the fastball. It's in close, and that's the ball. Clear blue skies here in New York City. And that wind, as Bob explained, is blowing out today, blowing out towards right center field. The 1-0 pitch, and Matthews takes that curve, a called strike, and it's even up at 1-1. Ball one and strike one. With the great success of Whitey Ford yesterday, Casey Stengel is out there with the southpaw again today. Bobby Shantz. The 1-1 pitch, sidearm pitch, is swung on this, and that's strike two. Ball one and a strike two count. Ball one and strike two. Not much of a chance of these hitters to glance down at Connie Ryan for any hit signs, because Shantz has been out in front of these hitters so far. There's a swing and a miss. He struck out the side. Three strikeouts. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. And the score at the end of the top half of the first inning, Milwaukee nothing and the Yankees nothing. Well, Connie Ryan and Johnny Riddle are as busy as bird dogs trying to relay those secret signs from the bench to the playing field. Know the basis of the semaphore system. Gillette lets you in on every angle and signals the secret language of baseball free when you buy a Gillette Super Speed Razor. Taken from an actual film of Paul Richards, manager of the Baltimore Orioles, here are all the basic offensive and defensive signals of the game in fingertip movies. Zip the 8 reels under your thumb, and Paul demonstrates the flash sign, the pump, the combination. Get the lowdown on how big leaguers call for the bunt, hit and run, the take, every important play. You'll get a lot more fun out of baseball when you get your fingertip movies. It's free with a Gillette Super Speed Razor. Light, regular, or heavy, that guarantees you the most comfortable shaves you've ever had. What a buy! $1 for Razor, dispenser of Gillette Blue Blaze, travel case, plus signals, the secret language of baseball. In the last half of the first inning, the New York Yankees, defending world champions, will send up Hank Bauer, Gil McDougald, and Mickey Mantle. The Braves outfield has Wes Covington in left, Henry Aaron in center field, and Andy Papko in right field. Eddie Matthews at third base, Johnny Logan at short, Brent Shandings at second base, and Joe Adcock at first base. Burdett is on the mound, and Del Crandall behind the plate. In the last half of the first, Hank Bauer, the right fielder, who yesterday drove in the first Yankee run with a double to deep right center field, leads off, and on the season, Hank batted at 259. In this series, he is hitting at 250, 1-for-4. A right-handed swinger possessing good power. With a lot of that power, where he hit the double yesterday to right center field. Burnett's first pitch, a curve, is a strike call on the outside corner. Fidgety Lou Burdett, 17 victories this year, 9 defeats, earned run average of 3.71. Lou stands 6 feet 2, weighs 180 pounds, and he is 30 years old. He is ready, delivers, and there's a swing and a foul past third base coach Frank Grissetti. And it's strike two. Charlie Keller is over at first base. Last half of the first, no score. Strike two count on the leadoff man, Hank Bauer. Burdett with a wide assortment of stuff, breaking stuff. Very good sinker pitch, a natural sinker. Is ready, the 0-2 pitch, and strike three, and Bauer is called out. Hank Bauer took one to the outside corner above the knees. So far in the second game of the World Series, we have had nothing but strikeouts in the first four hitters. Bauer called out on strikes. It brings up shortstop Gil McDougal. Gil made probably the best play of the first game of the series yesterday on a ground ball off the bat of Andy Papko very near the bag at second base, and he just got Papko by half a step. Gil McDougal, right-handed batter, standing fairly close to home plate. The pitch is swung on. Here's a looper to short right. Andy Papko has control of this baby. He makes the catch, and that's two away. Gil McDougal on the first pitch. Flies out to Andy Papko in short right field, and it brings up the center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Mantle is going to switch it today, and he is going to be up there left-handed. One of the really great names in baseball, Mickey finished this year batting at 365, second only to one of the great ball players of our time, Teddy Williams of the Boston Red Sox. Mantle yesterday had two infield hits in four trips. And Burdett's first pitch to Mickey is a fastball low, and that's ball one. Casey Stengel this afternoon has inserted five left-handed batters against the right-hander Lou Burdett. And the five southpaw swingers are in order, starting right now with Mickey Mantle. Ball one and no strikes. Henry Aaron is deep and shading Mantle around towards right center field. Papko deep and right. Pitch swung on a line drive off the pitcher. Picked up by Logan. The throw to first base. He got him. Line smash off with pitcher Burdett. Turned over to Johnny Logan. That play will be scored 1-6-3. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. The score at the end of the first inning of play is Milwaukee nothing, the New York Yankees nothing.
This is John Cameron Swayze with news of a significant advance in the science of writing. In my years of news reporting, I've had many a pen stop writing just when I needed it most. You've probably had the same trouble. Chances are you weren't out of ink. The ink was simply clogged. Ink clogging, you see, is the major reason most ball pens stop writing. After years of research, Papermate has discovered an exclusive new ink formula with an amazing additive called Flogen that ends ink clogging. Because of its remarkable lubricating and anti-clogging properties, Papermate's new ink formula with Flogen writes all the time and every time, even on hard-to-write surfaces such as checks, glossy photos, even glass. So get smooth, dependable writing. Get a Papermate. The only pen that has the exclusive new ink formula with amazing Flogen. You can still buy the new Papermate Piggyback Capri at no increase in price.
Henry Aaron will lead off for Milwaukee in the top half of the second. Braves in the first inning. Shane Neese, Logan, and Matthews went down on strikes. So the infielders and the outfielders have yet to make their first play. Henry Aaron, who finished this year batting at 322, the batting champion of the National League last year, and up high until he went into a severe batting slump along about the 1st of August, from 355 dropping down to 313. Aaron, the right-handed batter, swings a drive back into center field. Mickey Mantle's turning. He's still going back on this ball, and he can't make the play. And it's out there for exclamation. Aaron wheeling around second base on his way to third, and he is being held up at third base. There was a tremendous wallop by Henry Aaron over the head of Mickey Mantle, bouncing to the 461-foot mark in straightaway center field. As Aaron shows the tremendous power that gave him the home run championship of the Major Leagues this year. A long drive by Henry Aaron as he comes up with his second base of the series. giving him 2 for 5. Here is first baseman Joe Adcock. Joe looking for his first base hit against Ford yesterday, went 0 for 4. A runner on third base and nobody out. The Braves have a chance to take the lead. As the left-hander Bobby Shantz gets his sign from Yogi Berra. Outfield deep towards left. The pitch, a curve, is a call strike. This one is on the knees, inside corner. Connie Ryan moved down that third base line, eyeing the relay from Mickey Mantle to Gil McDougall, and then he put up the hands, putting the brakes on Aaron as he moved into the third base. Strike one count, a swing and a miss by Adcock, and it's strike two as he cut hard. Joe Adcock, going around on a breaking pitch, finds himself in the hole with a strike two count. Joe will be followed by the veteran right fielder, 36-year-old Andy Papko. Infield is deep. Here is the pitch. And it's way outside and high. Almost a wild pitch. Nice save by Yogi Berra as he leaped to his right. And it's ball one and strike two. 1-2 the count. Adcock came the closest of the Braves and the Yankees yesterday for the first series home run of 1957 as he sent Bauer back to the wall in right field his first time at bat. Runner on third base. Nobody is out. Shantz kicks up his leg. The curve is outside, and it's even up on Adcock at ball two, strike two. So Adcock, who hails from Cushana, Louisiana, still makes his home down in that country, looks out now at Shantz. The 2-2 pitch, a swing, and a foul tip. Off the glove of Yogi Berra, rolls down the third baseline, and the count remains at 2-2. Capacity crowd here at Yankee Stadium this afternoon. Yesterday, the paid attendance, 69,476. Ball two, strike two count on Joe Adcock, Milwaukee first baseman. Aaron on third base, and nobody out. The pitch is swung on, a drive to right center field, base hit. Here's the first run scoring as Mantle comes up with this ball, fires it back into the infield. Adcock is flying for second base. He is safe at second base. Joe Adcock was sent into second base by Johnny Riddle as Mickey Mantle bobbled that ball momentarily in right center field. Joe, not the fastest guy on that Braves squad, made it into second base as Mantle throw carried McDougal to the left field side of the bag. And that, I believe, is going to be scored as a two-base hit. Adcock drives in his first series run. The Braves lead 1-0, and it brings up right fielder Andy Papko. Runner on second base. The pitch is swung on, a high fly ball back in the right center. Hank Bauer is coming in. Hank getting under this ball now, and he is there. Makes the catch as Adcock moves back into second base. A correction on that last play. Adcock is credited with a single. Mickey Mantle is charged with an error. Mickey bobbled that ball, allowing Adcock to move into second base. Joe receiving credit for a run batted in, though. So there's one out as Wes Covington steps in the batter's box. Wes was the hitting star of the Braves yesterday with 2 hits in 4 times at bat, a double and a single off the left-hander Whitey Ford. The pitch, a curve swung on, a looper over the snap by the third baseman. Great play by Tony Kubek. Kubek leaping high, grabbed that ball, and it's 2 away. A looping line drive, and Tony set himself perfectly on the play. Leaped up and stopped that line drive from getting past him. That's 2 outs. And the batter is catcher Del Crandall. Crandall, who finished with a .253 batting average during the regular season, yesterday had 1 for 4 and Milwaukee's first base hit. Takes a curve this low. Ball one and no strikes. Adcock on second base. Joe broke his leg. In June this year, sliding hard in the second against the Philadelphia Phillies. A strike is called. Bobby Schatz with a fastball on the outside corner knee high. Braves lead 1-0, top half of the second. Crandall, right-handed batter. And the New York outfield plays him around towards left. Adcock with the leadoff second base. Schatz delivers the curve high, and it's ball two. Ball two and strike one. On the error by Mantle, it was charged to the bobble he committed and not the throw, which pulled McDougal off the bag at second base, allowing Adcock to go in there sliding. The 2-1 pitch is high outside. That's ball three. Ball three and strike one. Two men are out. Milwaukee has Joe Adcock in scoring position on second base. Bobby Schatz, 5'6", left-hander, 3-1 pitch, a swing and a foul is back here, out of play, and it's ball three and strike two. Schatz, working in 173 innings for Casey Stengel, gave up 40 walks this year while registering 72 strikeouts and posting that fine record of 11 wins and 5 defeats. He had 3 wild pitches during the season. He's come close once today. Nice save by Yogi Berra. 3-2 pitch, and it's ball four. Crandall draws the first walk of the afternoon. Moves down the first baseline, putting Braves runners on first and second with two outs, and it brings up Lou Burdett, who sometimes can surprise quite a few people with his hitting ability, especially in the National League, where this year he hit 2 home runs in a single ball game at Crosley Field in Cincinnati, helping tremendously his own cause in the victory. Burdett, right-handed batter, finished at 146 with 2 home runs, runners on first and second base, and he takes a curve strike. And incidentally, as he faces the southpaw Bobby Schatz, his 2 home runs came off a left-hander, Joe Nuxall. Outfield playing around towards left field. The pitch is swung on a drive that caroms off the pitcher. He's over fast, picks it up, throws to first base. He is out, and that retires the side. In the second, Milwaukee scores 1 run on 2 hits. 1 Yankee error, 2 men were left on base. The score at the end of 1.5 innings, Milwaukee 1, and the Yankees nothing. Glancing down along the third base side, I noticed that shortstop Johnny Logan's wife is here today. And you know, Johnny's wife is as pretty as they come. Well, it's no wonder Johnny keeps himself neat and well-groomed. Is he a Gillette man? You bet. Here's what Johnny says. For my dough, there's only one way to get a decent shave. Yes, sir, a Gillette blade in a Gillette razor. That's for true, because no other shaving instrument, not one, can give you the clean, downright comfortable shaves you get with a Gillette Super Speed Razor. Today there are 3 Gillette Super Speeds, light, regular, and heavy. One is exactly right for you with the right blade edge exposure, the right edge angle and weight to match your skin and your beard. What wonderful shaves you get. Easy shaves, good-looking shaves like you've never had before. Gillette guarantees that. Give the Gillette Super Speed razor a try. $1 gets you the razor, a dispenser of Gillette Blue Blades, handy travel case, plus signals, the secret language of baseball, absolutely free. Well, both of these pitchers today have had hitters take shots at them. Burdett, in the last half of the first inning, was in the way of a hot line drive off the bat of Mickey Mantle that charmed off Burdett's body and to the shortstop Johnny Logan. That was a tough break for the Yankees and Mantle as Mickey was tossed out at first base. And in the last half, or the top half of the second, Burdett's hard smash went off Bobby's chance, but Bobby scrambling towards the first base side picked up the ball and threw Burdett out at first base to retire the side. Milwaukee has A 1-0 lead as the Yankees come up in the last half of the second with Yogi Berra, Country Slaughter, and Harry Simpson, the first three men to face the right-hander from Nitro, West Virginia. Lou, like quite a few Major League ball players, now makes his home down in Florida during the offseason, working around the Sarasota area. Yogi Berra, a left-handed batter, who yesterday had 1-for-3 in the opening game of the series, batted at 251 during the regulation campaign. Yankees took the opener yesterday 3-1 behind Whitey Ford. Yogi Berra looks at a strike as Burdette fires that screwball, breaks away from a left-handed batter. Strike one count. Burdette is one of those pitchers who has very unusual mannerisms. He will be talking to himself out there in the mound, looking around the stadium, and then actually trying to put himself at ease. A strike one count. Yogi Berra leading off the last half of the second. Berra takes him the dirt, bouncing away from the catcher Del Crandall, and it's even up at ball one and strike one. Outfield playing around to the right. Manager Fred Haney quite concerned about Wes Covington and the shadows here at Yankee Stadium out there and left, was very well pleased with the 25-year-old outfielder's performance yesterday. 21 of these Braves are appearing in their first World Series. 1-1 pitch swung on, a hard-hit ball to Shane Deans. One hop to the redhead. Over to first base. Berra is out. That's one away. Yogi Berra tossed out by Red Shane Deans. Brings up the left fielder. And the oldest man on the active list of both of these ball clubs, Country Slaughter, at 41 years old. He is still quite a great clutch ball player. One man is out. Lou Burdette looking down now at Del Crandall, gets his sign. St. Ince is deep at second base. Adcock fairly deep at first as Burdette comes down with the first pitch and Slaughter takes the ball. It's too low. Eddie Matthews is a step off the infield grass at third. Johnny Logan straight away at short. Burdette going through as many fidgeting motions out there, tugging at that bill of his cap. Ball one, no strikes. The pitch to Slaughter, and Enos takes a ball two. It's low outside. It's 2-0. Milwaukee 1, the Yankees nothing. New York batting in the last half of the second. On deck is first baseman Harry Simpson. Burdette has the sign from Crandall. Here is a strike. It's called, and it's 2-1. Ball two and a strike one count. As I mentioned, Casey Stengel, in his lineup this afternoon, has five southpaw hitters against the right-hander Burdette, and the five are in order. Mickey Mantle, Yogi Berra, Country Slaughter, Harry Simpson, and Tony Kubek. 2-1 pitch, and a ball three is outside. 3-1. Now, Slaughter glancing down at the third base coach, Frank Crosetti, looking for the green light on the hit sign as he's out in front of the pitcher. And Crosetti going through many motions down there in the third base coaching box. Ball three and a strike one count, and the pitch to Slaughter is strike two. It's on the outside corner, knee high, and it's a full count, 3-2. Yankees three up, three down in the last half of the first inning. Now have the number five hitter, Slaughter, up there at the plate with one out. The pitch is a ball four, and Country Slaughter becomes the first Yankee base runner. Walk number one given up by Lou Burdette. There is Harry Simpson. Harry Simpson, who started the season with the Kansas City Athletics, batting at 270 for the Yankees, or a combined average this year, makes his first appearance in the series. As a matter of fact, he is the fourth first baseman used by Casey Stengel, as Casey used three yesterday. The left-handed batter takes low inside. That's a ball. Yesterday, we saw Bill Scarron, Elston Howard, and Joe Collins at first base. Five first basemen were in action yesterday, two for Milwaukee. Rather unusual note. Ball one and no strikes to count on Harry Simpson, a very pronounced close stance as he watches right-hander Lou Burdette. The 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss, and he really went around. It's even up at ball one and strike one. Ball one and a strike one count. Joe Adcock at first base holding Slaughter on. Aaron is just about straight away in center field. And deep on Harry Simpson. Ball one, strike one count. Braves lead 1-0. Last half of the second, Burnett delivers. The pitch is outside. That's ball two. The pitch breaking away from a southpaw hitter. Ball two and a strike one count on Simpson with Tony Kubek on deck. Tony yesterday opened in left field. Today he plays third base. Burdette, who works a slow ball game, 2-1 pitch, a swing and a foul off the hitter's body, bouncing over to the left of Del Crandall, and it's ball two and strike two. Harry Simpson, not known too much as a pull hitter, and that's why that Milwaukee outfield is playing him straight away this afternoon. If anything, Aaron is shading him a little bit towards left center, but very slightly. Ball two, strike two. Burdette's pitch is a swing and a miss. He struck him out. Harry Simpson goes down and strikes, and that's strikeout number two for Burdette. Burdette, a member of the big three of Fred Haney's pitching staff, Bob Buell, Warren Spahn, and Burdette, chalked up 56 victories for the Milwaukee Braves this year. Bob Buell had 18, and it's likely that the Yankees will look at Buell on Saturday at Milwaukee County Stadium. Burdette had 17 wins, and Warren Spahn, the loser in yesterday's opening game, chalked up 21 wins. Two men are out. Slaughter on first base represents the tying run as the Braves lead the Yankees 1-0. And here is third baseman Tony Kubek. The left-handed batter takes outside. That's ball one. Kubek looking for his first World Series base hit yesterday. Wore the horse collar, nothing for three. A very outstanding rookie year, batting at 297. Although his stance is not similar to the one of the great hitters in the National League, Stan Musially peers out over that right shoulder like Stan does at the pitcher. There's a swing and a drive to left field. Base hit. The runner turning second base as Covington comes up with this baseball. He's going to fire it into the second baseman, Reg Sandinst. Yankee runners on first and third as Tony Kubek lines a single to left, his first World Series base hit. And no doubt a big thrill to the 20-year-old rookie. So now the New York Yankees have runners on first and third. The runner on third base, Enos Slaughter, represents the tying run. Kubek at first base, the lead run. And the batter is second baseman Jerry Coleman, one of the stars of yesterday's ballgame. Jerry drove in one of the Yankees' three runs with two hits in three trips. Outfield playing around to the left. Right-handed batter, and Burdette's first pitch is a swing and a miss. And boy, did he swing that bat around. It's strike one. Went after a low pitch. Strike one count. Charlie Keller at first base in the coaching box, yelling down to Jerry Coleman. Runners on first and third base. 2 men are out. Burdett ready, delivers, the pitch swung on. Here's a tap down the third base line. It's picked up by Burdett. And it's a base hit, a run score. Burdett, with a chance to let that ball roll foul, picked it up, almost down the line, an infield hit. A run scores, and the Yankees have tied the ball game at 1-1. So Jerry Coleman continues his hitting, although this one was of the scratch variety. Burdett, coming over very fast, had a chance that time to let that ball roll, but he made up his mind quickly, grabbed it, had no chance to make a play at home plate or first base. And the game is tied at 1-1 as Slaughter carries across the first Yankee run. That's the second run batted in for Coleman in the series, and it gives him 3 hits and 4 times at bat, hitting at 750. On that play, Kubek stopped at second base. Coleman on first base. The batter is Bobby Shantz. A pretty tough little hitter. He is a right-handed swinger, despite the fact he throws from the southpaw side, and the first pitch is in close, a ball. Ball one, no strike. Shantz, on the season, batted at 179. Right-handed batter stands fairly close to the plate. He had no extra base hits this year. Outfield is playing him shallow and around towards left as Yankee runners lead off first and second base. Here is a strike on the inside corner, belt high. And it's even up at ball one and strike one. Braves breaking the ice in the top of the second, coming across with their first run. Yankees move right back into the ballgame here in the last half of the second. Ball one, strike one. Bobby Shantz in the batter's box. Hank Bowers on deck. Burdett getting a sign from Crandall, and he delivers, and Shantz swings. It's a line drive to left field. Going back on this ball is Covington. Great play! A beautiful catch by Wes Covington, a backhanded stab, and one of the great plays so far in the World Series. And a big one, too, as the Yankees had runners on first and second base. A running backhanded catch by Wes Covington to retire the side. And in the last half of the second, one run, two hits, no errors, 2 men were left on base. The score at the end of 2 innings of play, Milwaukee 1, New York 1.
Do you want, do you really want a decent shave? Do you really want a decent shave? Then shave to let, with the blade and the razor by to let, shave to let.
We now pause 30 seconds for station identification.
They call me Saratoga, the girl from the Vichy Spring. My Vichy is the best in taste, the mixer with that extra zing. Look for the yellow label, insist on the genuine thing. Cause only Saratoga Vichy comes from the deep rock Vichy Spring.
WGY Schenectady, get ready for the slippery driving ahead. Equip your car with Goodyear tires from Albert E. Oliver Incorporated in Albany. The name for your best tire deal.
In the third, Bobby Shantz will face the top of the Braves batting order, Rex Shandy, Johnny Logan, and Eddie Matthews. We just witnessed one of the truly great catches and the outstanding catch so far of the series by the Braves left fielder Wes Covington. Sandy's, the right-handed batter, swings. It's a high fly ball to right center. Mickey Mantle drifting to his left, getting under this baby now, and he makes the catch. That's one out. Fred Shandings flies out to Mickey Mantle in right center field. Going after Bobby Shantz's first pitch, and it brings up shortstop Johnny Logan. Johnny, like Shandings in the first inning, was called out on strikes. Score tied, 1-1. Each team has two hits. The Yankees have committed one error. Logan takes the curveball outside. Ball one and no strikes on Johnny. On deck is third baseman Eddie Matthews. Ball one and no strikes. One man is out and nobody on base as Bobby Shantz kicks up the right leg. The curve is a called strike and it's even up at 1-1. Ball one and strike one. Tomorrow is an open date as the Yankees and Braves resume action at Milwaukee County Stadium on Saturday. Here is a curve low to the Braves shortstop, and it's ball two and strike one on Johnny Logan. Eddie Matthews on deck, looking out, watching Bobby Shantz. These hitters try to spot something on that pitcher that might tip him off on a curveball or a fastball. There's a swing and a drive down the left field line. Going back for this ball is Enos Water towards the stands. It might be gone. It is a home run for Johnny Logan. Shortstop has the thrill of the first home run of the 1957 World Series. Not too far off that foul line, and Slaughter realized as he moved over towards the railing that that ball was gone. A home run for Logan, and the Braves have regained the lead at 2-1. Hit number three off Bobby Shantz, and here is third baseman Eddie Matthews. Eddie went down swinging in the first inning. The left-handed batter, the pitch is a curve outside, that's ball one. Ball one and no strikes. Eddie will be followed by center fielder Henry Aaron. Two of the three hits off Shantz have gone for extra bases. The left-hander delivers, there's a swing and a high fly ball to center. Mickey Mantle is there, and now Mickey drifts to his right, and he makes the catch for the second out. Two putouts for the Yankee center fielder in the third. His first two putouts of the afternoon, and it brings up the center fielder, Henry Aaron, who sent Mantle racing deep in the center for his long drive. Mickey could not catch up to it. It bounced against the wall at the 461-foot mark for a three-base hit. And seconds later, Aaron scored in a single to right center by Joe Adcock. Two outs, nobody on base. The curveball is low inside. Ball one and no strikes. Braves have scored in the third on the home run by Johnny Logan. Shantz is ready. The pitch is outside. That's ball two. Logan on the home run here in the third came up with his first series base hit. So the 30-year-old veteran in his first series breaks it in a big way. Ball two, no strikes. Here is a swing and a high fly ball to short left. Going back is Gil McDougall, the Yankees shortstop. He makes the catch and that retires the side. In the third, one run, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. The score at the end of 2.5 innings, Milwaukee 2, the Yankees 1. Most of this season, the Yankee coaches have been using flash signs, but there are many ways teams use to call their plays. You know how these signs are given and get a lot more enjoyment out of baseball when you get Gillette's great exclusive Signals, the secret language of baseball in fingertip movies. It's free when you purchase a Gillette Super Speed Razor. Here are 8 series of action photos taken from actual movies of Paul Richards, manager of the Baltimore Orioles. As you zip these fingertip movies off your thumb, Richards demonstrates in real-life action the flash, the combination, the pump, the holding sign. You learn how they call for a bunt, a steal, a hit and run. Who gives the sign and when? Everything about this most guarded part of baseball is explained. Just pick up the Gillette Super Speed Razor that's matched to your face for wonderfully comfortable shaves, refreshing shaves that give you that clean, clean feeling. Attached to the set will be your free fingertip movies. That's right, $1 Razor Gillette Blue Blade Dispenser travel case. And at no extra cost to you, signals the secret language of baseball. In the last half of the third, the Yankees will send up the top of the batting order, Hank Bauer, Gil McDougald, and Mickey Mantle. Burdett finishing up his warm-up throws, the peg to second base by Crandall out to Red Shandingst. Braves toss the ball around the infield, Shandingst to Logan to Eddie Matthews. And Hank Bauer steps into the batter's box. Yankees trail 2-1, last half of the third. Bauer called out on strikes in the last half of the first inning. Right-handed batter. And the Braves outfield plays him deep and towards left. The infield about straight away. Shandingst moving a little bit to his right. A strike is called. As Burdett hit that outside corner knee high. Bauer looked like he was going to swing, held up. Strike one count. Lou Burdett ready again, and the sidearm pitch swung on a drive down the left field line back towards that wall. That one is going. It is a home run for Hank Bauer. Defending world champions bounce right back with a home run by Bauer, and this ball game is tied at 2-2. Gil McDougal, New York shortstop in the batter's box. That was hit number 3 off the pitching of Lou Burdett. High towering drive off the bat of Bauer. And the Yankees are right back in the ballgame. Burdett starts into the motion, delivers, and the pitch is high. That's ball one. McDougal dropping his hands in his bat as though to bunt. Had Matthews breaking in from third base. Ball one and no strikes. Gil McDougal. Glide out to Andy Papko in right field in the first inning. Here's a fly ball back down that left field line again. Covington going over, and he has the room, makes the catch. That's one out. Gil McDougal flies out to Wes Covington in left. One away as it brings up the center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Mantle hit a hot smash off the body of Lou Burdett in the first inning that turned to the shortstop Logan, and Mickey was tossed out at first base. So that play is scored, if you're scoring at home, 1-6-3. Burdett to Logan to Adcock. One out, nobody on base. And the first pitch to Mantle is a strike on the outside corner. Mickey yesterday looked at the screwballs of left-hander Warren Spahn. Today he's looking at a guy who has a good screwball and Lou Burdett. Strike one count on Mantle with Yogi Berra on deck. One man is out and nobody on base. The pitch is outside a ball. It's even up at 1-1. A southpaw, 19-year-old Juan Pizarro is loosening up for manager Fred Haney in the left center field bullpen. The youngest man in uniform in this World Series, Juan Pizarro. Ball one and strike one on Mickey Mantle. Mickey standing very deep in the batter's box. He swings hard, misses, strike two. One and two. Mickey still, when he takes that cut, batting from the left side of the plate, feels pain in his left leg. Behind now on Luberdett, ball one and strike two. With one man out and nobody on base, score tied 2-2. One and two pitch. Here's a swing and a foul. Hitting against the facade on the third base side, bouncing down to the box seats. And the count remains at 1-2 on the New York Yankees center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Andy Papko is very deep in right field. Mantle is putting on quite a show of his great power in batting practice early this morning, or late this morning, I should say, when the Yankees were taking their batting practice. The 1-2 pitch, and here is a swing and a foul on the third base side that's out of play, and it's still 1-2 on Mantle. One man is out. Yankees scoring in the last half of the third on the home run by right fielder Hank Bauer. Braves have moved out in front of the top of the third on a home run by shortstop Johnny Logan. Ball one and strike two. This is what you might call a Mickey Mantle win today as it's blowing out towards right. The 1-2 pitch, a swing and a foul on the third base side as Burdette is keeping that ball away from the power of Mickey, trying to get that outside corner. And Mantle keeps reaching out there and fouling off those pitches. Ball one and strike two. Yankees have no base runners with one out here in the last half of the third. Base hits even up at three apiece. Of the 1-2 pitch, a swing and a fly ball foul on the third base side again. And a new baseball goes out to Lou Burdette. Ball one, strike two. Mickey Mantle, 25 years old, already has enjoyed a great baseball career with many good years in front of him. The 1-2 pitch, and it's just outside. It's Crandall Buff. That was strike three. Dell was ready to fire that ball down to third baseman Eddie Matthews, but Jocko Conlon said, that is a ball. Missed the outside corner, and it's ball two, strike two. Adcock is playing deep at first base and only about 3 feet off the line. Ball two and strike two on Mickey Mantle. Burdette's next pitch is a ball three. It's too low, and it's a full count of 3-2. In the last half of the third at Yankee Stadium, the second game of the series, and this one is knotted. Milwaukee 2 and the Yankees 2. The 3-2 pitch, and Mantle swings. There's a drive to center field. Henry Aaron, drifting back on this ball, has control, makes the catch, and it's two away. Henry Aaron records his first put out of the afternoon, and a long fly ball to center field. Two men are out. The batter is catcher Yogi Berra. Berra had one of those really tough years that ball players do not relish, as he was hit by a foul tip on a baseball that worked its way through his catcher's mask, smashing his nose, and also had a finger injury. A left-handed batter who hails from St. Louis, Missouri, and he takes ball one. It's too low. Ball one and no strikes. He's not a really big guy, but he certainly is solidly built and a possessor of a lot of power There's a swing and a drive to left field. Coming into this ball, drifting to his right, is Wes Covington. He makes the catch, and that retires the side. So in the last half of the third, one run, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. The score at the end of three innings of play, the Yankees 2, Milwaukee 2.
Look sharp, be sharp, be sharp, and listen, this is how are you fixed for Blaze.
Do you have Flammy?
How are you fixed for Blaze?
You better check.
Please make sure you have enough, cause a worn-out Blaze makes shaving mighty tough. How are you fixed for Blaze?
You better look.
Gillette Blue's Blaze we need.
The three-inning totals out here at Yankee Stadium. Milwaukee, 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors, and 2 men left on base. The Yankees, 2 runs, 3 hits, 1 error, and 2 men left on base. In the fourth inning, Joe Adcock, Andy Papko, and Wes Covington will face the southpaw Bobby Shantz. Bobby Shantz loosening up. Yogi Berra moving out towards the plate. That Yankee outfield in age, Slaughter is 41 years old, Mickey Mantle the youngest at 25, and Hank Bauer is 35 years old. Tony Kubek is the youngest Yankee in action today. Tony, a rookie this year, is only 20, while Gil McDougall at short is 28, Jerry Coleman at 33, and Harry Simpson at 31. Bobby Shantz is 32 years old, the same as his battery mate, Yogi Berra. Joe Adcock leading off, singled into right center field in the second, scoring Henry Aaron from third base. So Adcock came up with his first hit and his first RBI. A swing and a miss, and it's strike one. As Bob Neal mentioned yesterday, Adcock is the only man in the history of the National League at Ebbets Field to lift one out over the roof of the double-deck stands. And Joe at Ebbets Field also had 4 home runs and a double in a single ball game against Dodger pitching. Here's a swing and a base hit left field. Joe Adcock singles to left, and that is hit number 4 off Bobby Shantz. Adcock has raised his World Series batting average from 0 to 333, 2-for-6. Right fielder Andy Papko, who has gone 0-for-5 so far, has flied out to Bauer in right field. His only trip today, back in the second. Papko batting now with a runner on first base. And nobody out. The pitch to Andrew. A swing, a line drive to left field. A base hit. Joe Adcock moves around second base, holds up. As Dina Slaughter fires that ball back into the shortstop, Gil McDougall. Andy Papko hit Bobby Shantz's first pitch. Sinking line drive to left. Hit number 5 off the tiny southpaw. And we may be getting action now in the Yankee bullpen in right center field. Left fielder Wes Covington. A time is called as Yogi Berra, Jerry Coleman join Bobby Shantz in the mound. Milwaukee has Joe Adcock on second base. Andy Papko on first base. Score tied 2-2. There is nobody out here in the fourth. And Wes Covington, the batter, lined out to Tony Kubek in the second. Tony making a sparkling catch as he leaped high off the ground. The shortstop, McDougal, yells words of instruction into Bobby Shantz, and now Bobby has called a time again. He wants to talk to Gil. Wes Covington checking with his coaches. A lot of signs being flashed around Yankee Stadium now. Shantz has his sign. Runners lead off first and second base. The bunch sign is out there. It is a foul ball. Wes Covington trying to sacrifice, fouls the first pitch. Strike one. Now Wes Again, is checking with his coaches. And the third base coach, Connie Ryan, going through a series of signs. One of them, of course, will tell Covington what to do in this situation. Runners lead off first and second. Nobody is out. Chance delivers. The pitch is a ball that's high as West was going to bunt. Took it around the chin, and it's ball one and strike one. Milwaukee, two runs on five hits. The Yankees, two runs and three hits. Braves batting in the top half of the fourth inning. Here in three innings and with two hitters in the fourth, the Braves have equaled their total of base hits off Whitey Ford yesterday for the nine innings. The 1-1 pitch, he's going to bunt again. This one is a bunt down the first place line. It rolls outside the line. It's a baseball by Harry Simpson. As that was a bunt down that first base line, and the English rolled it foul. It was spinning about halfway down, and the count is 1-2. Now, West will have to cut away. If he bunts with the count ball 1-2 and fouls it off, he's automatically out, and Chance will receive credit for his strikeout. So let's see what the situation is going to call for right now. He looks down at Connie Ryan again. Ball 1-2. Catcher Del Crandall, a right-handed batter, is on deck. Adcock on second base, Papko on first base. The pitch, a swing and a ground foul down the first base line. It's 1-2. Covington waded into a curveball and was out in front of the pitch, pulling it past the first base coach, Johnny Riddle. Ball picked up out in right field by umpire Nestor Shylock of the American League. Frank Sicori of the National League is working the left field foul line. Ball 1-2. Braves runners off first and second base. Here is ball 2. It's high inside. It's even up at 2-2. Covington out of the batter's box. Picks up a handful of dirt. He was sent down to Wichita early this year for a couple of weeks. And when he came back, his booming bat spelled a lot of victories for manager Fred Haney. Ball 2, strike 2. The pitch, a swing and a drive to left center field, Baser. Here is Joe Adcock turning third base. He's being waved home. The throws to third base, going to be close. Gets away from the third baseman and throws into the Milwaukee dugout. A run scores, and Covington is going all the way around the third base. The ball bounced away from the third baseman, Tony Kovac, on the throw from the outfield. Two-run score. There'll be an error on the play. Adcock scoring on the base hit. Papko scoring on the error as the ball bounced away from third baseman Tony Kovac and rolled into the Milwaukee dugout. And the Braves have a 4-2 lead. And Casey Stengel is out of the mound, making his first appearance today. Three straight hits off Bobby Shantz in the fourth. As the Yankees come up with their second error and their third of the series. Wes Covington picks up his third base hit of the series, giving him three hits in six trips. He's batting at .500. That is his first run batted in. And we're going to get a pitcher from that bullpen. To the third baseman, Tony Kovac. An error charged to the third baseman, Tony Kovac, as he let the ball bounce away from him. And now we have Kurt Detmar, a right-hander, is moving in from the Yankee bullpen. He's a tall right-hander at 6 feet 2, 185 pounds, and 28 years old, who lives right now in Springfield, Massachusetts. Art Detmar has just about reached the mound. Casey Stengel is waiting for him. And while Detmar takes his warm-up throws, we pause now 30 seconds for station identification.
Park Chevrolet's cleanup sale of new 57 Chevrolets. Tremendous discounts, high allowances, easy terms. 740 State Street, Schenectady. This is WGY Schenectady. Genuine Goodyear tires guaranteed till they're worn out. Get Goodyear from Alfred E. Oliver Incorporated, Albany. The name for your best tire deal.
Right-hander Art Detmar, who in 1957 made 46 appearances for the Yankees, started 11 ball games, had no complete games. He worked 127 innings, giving up a total of 128 base hits, 35 walks, and 66 strikeouts. His record was 8 victories and 3 defeats, and his earned run average was 3.26. Bobby Shantz today becomes the first Yankee pitcher, of course, not to go the distance, as Ford completed his ball game yesterday. Shantz working 3 innings and facing 3 hitters in the fourth, allowing 4 runs on 6 hits. He walked 1, and he really looked like he was on as he struck out the first 3 hitters he faced back in the first inning. Finish with 3 strikeouts. First pitch to Crandall is swung on, a high pop foul down the first baseline. Harry Simpson makes the catch, and it's one away. Crandall that time looked like he was trying to hold up. He had walked in the second. Fouls out to Simpson here in the fourth. And the batter now is the pitcher, Lou Burdett, who would like to make this a 5-2 lead for himself and for his teammates. Wes Covington on third base took second base on the throw by Slaughter to Tony Kubek. When the ball got away from Kubek, he was given third base with Papko scoring. Now here is Burdett, the infield, playing in. A swing and a looper. Past the first baseman going back, makes a one-handed catch. A looping line drive behind Harry Simpson. He raced back, reached up, made the catch, and that's two away. So Detmar, bearing down, has gotten two Braves with a runner on third base, and now there are two outs. The batter, leadoff man, second base, the Red Shandings, who drove in Milwaukee's lone run yesterday with a single. He's up there now with Covington on third base and two outs, and Red has 0 for 2. He has struck out, and he has flied to Mantle in right center field. Batting left-handed, he takes a strike, it's called. Red feels that he is a better hitter from the left side of the plate than he is when he's batting right-handed. And he really chokes up on that bat. He crowds the plate, leaning over. Strike one count. With two outs, of course, the Yankee infield has moved deep. The outfield playing around to the right. Braves lead 4-2 in the fourth inning. The pitch is swung on. There's a pop foul back here towards us. And to our right, baseball souvenir for somebody. Strike two count on Shane Deans. 34-year-old redhead who has seen action with 3 National League clubs, the St. Louis Cardinals, New York Giants, and now the Braves. Art Detmar out in front, delivers, and it's a fastball outside, 1-2. Cheney's was involved in a last-minute trade this year on the trading deadline with the New York Giants for Bobby Thompson, Danny O'Connell, and Ray Crone. A 1-2 pitch. A swing and a ground ball to the shortstop. Gil McDougal has it. Over to first base. He is out, and that retires the side. Good pitching by Art Dittmar. In the top half of the fourth inning, two runs, three hits, one error. One man was left on base. The score at the end of three and a half innings, Milwaukee 4, the Yankees 2. You know, for my dough, nothing beats the lift you get from a fresh, crisp shaving cream shave. And you get the satisfaction that you're going to look your best for hours and hours. An awful lot of men, over 12 million of them, use Instant Lathers for that clean, clean feeling. And brother, you picked yourself a winner when you choose Gillette Foamy. It's fast and convenient. Touch the nozzle, and quick as a wink, you're in business with rich, creamy lather that makes shaving a cinch. You shave clean as a whistle. And believe me, when you finish, you look your best. And here's a big plus. Only Gillette Foamy gives you the extra protection of K34, an exclusive antiseptic that destroys harmful bacteria while you shave. You get a 3-month supply of Gillette Foamy for 79 cents. Try this modern shaving cream. I'm betting you'll like it. In the last half of the fourth inning, Yankees will send up Enos Slaughter, Harry Simpson, and Tony Kubek. We see a stir of action out there in the Yankee bullpen. Art Dittmar in relief, and a brilliant bit of work in the top half of the fourth inning, is not scheduled to hit till around the number 5 hitter here in the last half of the fourth. Slaughter walked and scored the Yankees' first run of the second. He takes a strike. Lobardet, right-hander, working now with a 2-run lead. Dittmar came on in place of Bobby Shantz with a runner on third base and nobody out. And he stopped the Braves cold, retiring the side without that runner scoring. A strike two is called on Slaughter on the inside corner above the knees, and Eno looks like he did not like the call. Glancing back at umpire Jack O'Conlon. Strike two count. Nobody on base, nobody out, the last half of the fourth inning. Bobby Shantz blanked the Braves only in the first when he struck out the side. 0-2 pitch, too low, and it's ball one and strike two. The same can be said for Lou Burdett, who shut out the Yankees in the first inning. But New York scored one in the second and one in the third. This game has seen two home runs. We had no homers yesterday. Logan of the Braves and Hank Bauer of the Yankees finding the home run reins on that left field line. A 1-2 pitch, and here's a swing and a miss. Slaughter strikes out. Burdett comes up with his third strikeout of the afternoon. That's one away, and it brings up the first baseman, Harry Simpson. Simpson struck out in the second. Now the left-handed batter. One man is out, and the Braves outfield, this time, is shading Simpson slightly towards right. He looked like he was going to bunt, takes a ball that's low, and it's ball one and no strikes. Eddie Matthews breaking in quickly from third base. Eddie has very quick reactions at the hot corner, and has played a very steady defensive game for Fred Haney this year. The 1-0 pitch, and it's outside, ball two. 2-0. Ball two and no strikes on Harry Simpson, Yankee first baseman, a strikeout victim in the second. The last half of the fourth inning. Another capacity crowd on hand for the second game of the series. Braves this afternoon trying to even it up before returning to Milwaukee County Stadium on Saturday for game number 3. The 2-0 pitch, a swing and a drive to deep right center field.
Going back on this ball is Henry Aaron. He's still going back. He makes the catch. Just to the left of the 407-foot mark, and that ball was really tagged by Harry Simpson. Harry Simpson. Hit one to deep right center field that Aaron caught up to. That's two away, and it brings up third baseman Tony Kubek, who came up with his first series base hit in the second. Line drive to left. And that set up the Yankees' first run. He is a left-handed batter. The windup and the first pitch, and Kubek takes a strike. American League pitchers this year are not too concerned about Kubek's power. He found the home run range only three times with 39 RBIs. He is a scattershot type hitter. But dangerous. Here's a ground ball knocked down by Burdetti. Picks it up, throws the first. He is out, and that retires the side. Three up, three down in the last half of the fourth inning. Sharp fielding by Burdett. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. The score at the end of four innings. Milwaukee 4 and the Yankees 2.
Look sharp. Feel sharp. Be sharp.
Half of the fifth inning, Art Dittmar, a right-hander, will face Johnny Logan, Eddie Matthews, and Henry Aaron. The four inning totals, Milwaukee 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors, 3 left on base. The Yankees 2 runs, 3 hits, 2 errors, and 2 men left on base. Johnny Logan leading off, struck out in the first inning, and homered into the left field seats in the third. Johnny Logan, who no doubt has a lot of his boyhood buddies out here at Yankee Stadium this afternoon because he was born here in New York State in Endicott. Was quite a high school athlete, great football player. And off-season, he is quite a golfer in the high 70s. Outfield playing around to the left. As the right-handed hitting shortstop of the Braves, Johnny Logan steps in. Art Dittmar, 6'2", delivers, and it's way inside. Logan was hit by a pitch ball. The first pitch, and Logan was hit on the left shoulder, moves down that first baseline. And now for the first time in this 57 series, the Braves' third baseman, Eddie Matthews, is getting a shot at a right-handed pitcher. Yesterday, it was Whitey Ford. First two times up today, Bobby Shentz. Matthews is 0 for 4 in the series. He has struck out and fly to center field in this ballgame. And he is up there with Logan on first base and nobody out. The pitch to Matthews, and a ball is outside. Ball one. Four to two, Braves lead, top half of the fifth. Henry Herron is on deck. Into the stretch goes Art Dittmar, delivers, and a strike of beauty right down the alley. Even count on Matthews, ball one and strike one. Runner leads off first base, the curve is low inside, that's ball two. Dittmar, 8 victories, 3 defeats. Making his first appearance in this series. Ball two and a strike one count. The Yankee outfield deep to the right for Eddie Matthews. Sidearm pitch outside. Ball three. Rather unusual pitch on a left-handed batter as Dittmar stepped over towards third base with sort of a crossfire pitch to a right-handed batter.
Ball breaking away from Matthews on the fastball. It's 3-1. Ball 3 and strike 1. The pitch is a strike 2 as he got that fastball knee high on the inside corner, a full count of 3-2. Logan now checks with the first base coach, Johnny Riddle. Johnny edges off first base. Simpson holding him on. 3-2 pitch. A swing and the ground ball to the shortstop might be two. Here is the out at second base. Over to first base. He is out of double play. Gil McDougal took that play himself at second. Ball was hit to his left. He was stationed around towards the bag anyhow. And the Yankees come up with their second double play of the series, the first this afternoon. This one is scored 6-2-3. McDougal to Harry Simpson. Two men are out. And the batter is center fielder Henry Aaron. Right-handed batter who takes way inside, goes back to the screen, and it's ball one and no strikes. Aaron brushed back by a fastball. Henry tripled a deep center field in the second, popped out to the shortstop in the third. Art Dittmar has his sign, the pitch on the way, the curve is swung on, a high infield fly. First baseman Harry Simpson, under this ball, makes the catch, and the Braves are 3-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. The score at the end of 4.5 is Milwaukee 4 and the Yankees 2. And I noticed down on the Milwaukee bench that Warren Spahn and Del Rice were seated on the edge of the dugout steps. And I'm just wondering which one of them relays the signals from manager Fred Haney to the coaches. Whoever he is, you can take a crack at spotting him and picking up those signals with Gillette's World Series special called Signals, the Secret Language of Baseball. You get it free when you buy a Gillette Super Speed Razor. Here are 8 reels of action photos featuring Paul Richards, manager of the Baltimore Orioles, in fingertip movies. Flip these stills off your thumb and watch Richards demonstrate the flash sign, the combination, the pump. How to call for a bunt, a steal, a curve, or any kind of a pitch is clearly shown and explained. To get your copy of Signals, the Secret Language of Baseball, just buy the Gillette Super Speed Razor, light, regular, or heavy. What wonderfully comfortable shaves you get with a razor matched to your face. Clean, refreshing shaves that last lots longer. What a deal. Gillette Super Speed Razor, Blue Blade Dispenser, Travel Case, and Signals, the Secret Language of Baseball, all for $1. With the Braves leading 4-2, we go to the last half of the fifth inning. We move to our left now, and Bob Neal for the last 4.5 innings this afternoon.
Thank you very much, Earl, and hello, everybody. Ready now for the last half of the fifth inning. Jerry Coleman, the second baseman for the Yankees, who got on a swinging bunt in the second inning that brought a run in for the Yankees, as the pitcher Lou Burdett and the catcher Dal Crandall both stood there watching the ball, and Burdett grabbed it. Wind up by the right-hander, and the pitch is high and inside. Ball one. So Jerry Coleman ducks out of the way. There has been one hit batsman this afternoon. That was Johnny Logan in the fifth inning. The outfield for Milwaukee is pulled around to the left. Jerry Coleman, who hits to all fields. Not a long ball hitter, but a sharp hitter. Here's the one ball pitch to him. Swings on it, fouls it back. And it's 1-1. Coleman yesterday, one of the heroes of the game for the Yankees. Milwaukee has 4 runs on 6 hits, no errors. The Yankees, 2 runs on 3 hits and 2 errors. Eddie Matthews at third base, Logan at short, Shane Deanst at second, Adcock at first. The look for the sign now by Burdett, the windup, and the 1-1 pitch comes down. A curveball high and inside. Ball 2. 2 balls, 1 strike. Bobby Shands, who started for the Yankees, disposed of the first 3 Braves to face him in rather extraordinary fashion. He got Shane Deanst on the third call strike, got Logan on the third call strike, and Matthews went swinging.
Then in the second inning, the Braves picked up a run. The Yankees came back with one in their half of the second. The Braves went right back to work in the third on a home run by Logan, but the Yankees came bouncing back. 2-1 pitch, curve blown outside, ball three. Shands went out in the fourth inning after giving up singles to Adcock, Papko, and Covington. Dittmar came on to face Crandall, Burdett, and Shane Deans. 3-1 pitch. A curveball is outside ball four. Jerry Coleman is on in the fifth inning. So Coleman is a base runner. And it is the second walk given up by the right-hander for Milwaukee, Lou Burdett. There is some more action started in the Milwaukee bullpen as Art Dittmar comes up there to take his turn at bat. Dittmar, tall, rangy young man, also can swing the bat. He's a good bunter. Eddie Matthews, anticipating he might be just doing that, has moved in right on the edge of the infield grass at third base, outfield straight away. Pitch now is a strike called over the outside corner. Juan Pizarro working in the Milwaukee bullpen. The outfield for Milwaukee with Covington in left has moved deep. Shallow in center field is Hank Aaron, and in right field is Papko. Joe Adcock playing against the runner, Jerry Coleman. The look to first. The pitch comes down. He straightens up to bunt and fouls it off. Two strikes. So obviously, Art Dittmar went up there to fool the boys the first time and then shortened up to take a bunt on the sign from Frankie Grassetti, but fouled it off. And it's two strikes now. So Lou Burdett, like his adversary today in the starting role, Bobby Shantz, who does not have a great record for finishing ball games, is working out there in a little bit of a jam. Runner at first, Coleman leads off, pitches, swung on, and he missed it for strike three. So Art Dittmar becomes a strikeout victim, and for Lou Burdett, that is strikeout number four. Here's Hank Bauer, who has a home run in two times at bat today. Hank hit one high and deep into the left field stands in the third inning after Johnny Logan had showed him the way in the third. So we've had bouncers hit back to the pitchers that have bounced off them. Mickey Mantle's wicked smash that bounced off the side and back of Burdett in the first inning. A smash by Burdett off Shands in the second inning. Home runs, fine base running. The Yankees have committed two errors. So the score, Milwaukee 4, New York Yankees 2. A base runner at first, Coleman leads away. The pitch comes down. Swung on, sliced foul upstairs. Back of the Yankee dugout. Braves occupying the visitor's dugout, which is back of third here in Yankee Stadium. The wind blowing beautifully across from left to right field. And the flags really standing right out. Lou Burdett, who fidgets around, works the rosin bag, kicks a little at the mound, now wipes his brow, looks across to Jerry Coleman leading away. Adcock holds against him. One strike pitch comes down. A swing, a comebacker, hit over the top of the mound. Going in for it is the shortstop. Low throw, out at first. Great play by Adcock. Ball started back towards the pitcher and then bounced over his head. Coming in very fast was Johnny Logan, a shortstop. Fielded the ball, had no chance to straighten up, had to make the throw in the same motion. And Adcock, with that long stretch, able to reach out and get a fast man going down to first, Hank Bauer. Fine play. And it goes from the shortstop, Logan, to the first baseman, Joe Adcock. And moving down to second on the play is Jerry Coleman. Two out for the Yankees. The batter, Gil McDougall. Outfield straight away. Deep in left field is Covington. Straight away in center is Aaron. Red Shandy, second baseman, back on the edge of the outfield grass at second. Eddie Matthews playing even with the bag. And Logan is deep at short.
Cadet with the rosin bag. Works it over a little bit, drops it down, looks back to second. Umpire Jock O'Connell working back at the plate. Stretch by Burdett, and the pitch comes down. It's a little low and outside, ball one. Milwaukee leading 4-2. We are in the last half of the fifth inning here in Yankee Stadium. Second game of the World Series. The Braves down one game, fighting right back today. Gail McDougall has hit a fly ball to right field and has flied to left. Yesterday had one for four. Right-hand batter. Burdett, the right-hander, takes his stretch, looks back to second, delivers. There's a fastball that's too low, ball two. So Burdett again goes out there, kicks around to the mound. Fans are seeing a whale of a ball game here today. A little more action than yesterday when the Braves' bats were fairly silent. But today they have six hits, one more than yesterday. And the pitch now is a curveball high and inside, ball three. Burdett comes in close towards the mound, off the mound to the plate to talk to his catcher, Crandall, who shouts out to him. Umpire Jock O'Connell is one of the few National League umpires, and perhaps the only one, who wears a outside chest protector. Most of the National League umpires wear it inside of their coat. Jocko is an abbreviated version of the one used by the American League umpires. 3-0 delivery, a sidearm fastball over the outside corner, 3-1. Crandall now goes out to talk to his pitcher, and a reminder to him not to get that sidearm fastball or curveball inside, because McDougal, like Bauer, Bauer straightened one out when Burdett tried a sidearm curveball on him. In the third inning, he hit it into the stands. McDougal has good power to left field. Burdett looking in for the sign. Three balls, one strike. Runner at second leads off. Pitch comes down. Swung on. A ground ball hit the right side. Over for it is Shane Deans. Makes a throw to Adcock. He's out. Oh, the fifth inning. The Yankees get no runs. They had no hits. There were no errors, and one man was left on. At the end of five, the score, Milwaukee 4, the Yankees 2. Here's an idea that has traveled. In the United States, there's a United Community campaign in over 2,100 cities and towns. Communities in Canada have adopted this one appeal instead of many. So have Alaska, Hawaii, the Philippines, Australia, and Japan, and the British West Indies, the Canal Zone, Cuba, Greece, and Mexico. They've all found it's best to have one campaign for child care, the aged, family, youth, and many other services. Here, many United Community campaigns also include Red Cross, USO, funds for crippled children, and funds to fight cancer, heart disease, and any other deadly illness. The United Way saves time, saves campaign costs, helps more people, and saves more lives than any other gift. Give your fair share the United Way. Top of the sixth inning now for the Milwaukee Braves. It'll be Joe Adcock, who has had two hits and two times at bat today to boost his average up. He was 0 for 4 yesterday. And I presume more than a few of the Milwaukee fans here, and many of them out in the great Midwest, had little pangs of concern when Adcock went sliding into second. Pitch by Dittmar, fastball over the outside corner for strike one. Because Joe broke his leg sliding into second. Delivered by Dittmar is a fastball pounded outside and low for ball one. 1-1. Dittmar came on in the fourth inning. He's worked two innings. The Braves have not been able to nick him for a base hit. He hit a batter. A double play got him out of that jam. Ready with a 1-1 pitch. Fastball swung on, hit into right field. Lots of room now as Hank Bauer comes driving over. He's still coming in. He's under it. Takes it. Hank Bauer with those short, powerful legs driving in under the fly ball, hit into shallow right field near the line. So Adcock is out number one. Batter is Andy Papko. Andy, with a single in the fourth inning, started things going that got Bobby Shands out of there. Pitched to him, right-hand batter. His fastball is inside, ball one. Andy Papko, a veteran of many years in the baseball competition, holds that bat right on the end, stands deep in the box, and the pitch to him is a curve that's over for a strike. One on one. Dittmar has a good fastball, works a slider, and has, under the coaching of Jim Turner, really worked that curveball. 1-1 pitch now. There's a swing and a little blooper hit out in the right field. Backing up for it is Harry Simpson. Going back, he's got it. So Papko, going for a curveball, sliced it off and looped it to Harry Simpson, the first baseman. And that pitch was very effective for Dittmar in the fourth inning when he came in and the Braves had a runner at third, Covington. He got Crandall, a catcher, to foul one off. He got Burdett to pop one to Simpson, then got Shane Deans to bounce out short to first. So Covington, who lined to the third baseman, Kubek, in the second inning, who singled a left field, swings and slices a foul back in the stands. One strike. Outfield for the Yankees pulled around to the right. Mickey Mantle way over in right center field. Bauer backed up near the wall. Here's a one-strike pitch to him. Takes high for ball one. One on one. Jerry Coleman, the second baseman for the Yankees, back near the edge of the outfield grass. And Simpson is backed up at first, and he's guarding the foul line. Dittmar with two out, nobody on. Working in the top of the sixth, Milwaukee leading 4-2. Wind up, 1-1 pitch is a little outside for ball two. So the left fielder for the Milwaukee Braves, Covington, takes a flash down to Connie Ryan, coaching at third. Is back in. Dittmar ready to work. Wind up, pitch on the way. Curveball outside, ball three. Three balls, one strike. Covington bends at the waist, stands deep in the box. Here's the 3-1 pitch to him. Swings on a curveball, fouls it back. 3-2. So Burdett gets a new ball from his catcher, Yogi Berra. And the sun shining brightly. Pitch now to him is a swing and a miss. So Covington goes down swinging. First strikeout for Art Dittmar, number four against the Braves, at the end of 5.5 innings of play. Milwaukee 4, Yankees 2. Well, we're certainly been waiting most of the afternoon to see Hank Bauer throw that ball. You know, he's got one of the strongest arms in baseball. Cincinnati's Wally Post has a great arm, too. Here's Wally in a specially recorded message to tell you how he gets the ball away.
How do you fire the ball in so fast, Wally?
I position myself to take the ball on the run. Catch it shoulder high and to the right. One step and it's away.
You're a fast man with a razor, too, Wally. Mind telling the folks how you shave?
For my dough, there's only one way to do that. With the Gillette razor.
That's how Wally does it. And how about you? Are you next to those clean, clean shaves? Those easy, refreshing shaves you get with the Gillette Super Speed Razor? Well, there are three, light, regular, and heavy. One is scientifically designed with the right blade edge exposure, angle, and weight to match your skin and beard exactly. Get your Gillette Super Speed Razor, $1, complete with Gillette Blue Blade Dispenser Trim Travel Case Plus, as a World Series special, signals the secret language of baseball. Last half of the sixth inning comes around in the second game of the World Series. And for the New York Yankees, it will be Mickey Mantle, Yogi Berra, and Enos Slaughter. The five left-handers in the Yankee lineup, with Mantle swinging from the left side against the right-hander Lou Burnett. Move in now. Milwaukee with four runs on six hits, no errors. The Yankees, two runs, three hits, two errors. Wind up by Burnett, the pitch to Mantle. Curveball inside for a ball. Outfield for Milwaukee is pulled around to the right. They're giving Mantle left center field. Deep in right is Papko, Aaron in right center. Matthews playing about two steps off the edge of the infield grass in case of slash down that side. One ball pitch is a fastball just outside ball two. So Lou Burdett working very carefully to Mickey Mantle, not trying to get that ball in anywhere where the switcher can whack it. Depp working very carefully, moves around, touches his cap, looks into Del Crandall, has the sign. Wind up, pitch on the way. Fastball, it breaks over. Burnett's fastball breaks away from a left-hand batter, breaks into a right-hand batter, and sometimes referred to as a screwball. And the ball breaks away from a left-hand batter. Starts in as if it's going to be a high inside pitch and then works over the corner. Two balls, one strike. Mantle leading off. Pitch is a strike call with a good fastball. Two and two count. Charlie Keller coaching at first for the Yankees. Frankie Crosetti coaching at third. On deck for New York, Yogi Berra. Milwaukee leading 4-2. Second game of the World Series. We're in the last half of the sixth inning. Wind up by the right-hander. The pitch on the way. Check swing. And a ball three. Mantle started to go. A ball breaking sharply in. Held up. Three balls, two strikes. Ball bounced out of Crandall's mitt, came back to the stands. No damage done, nobody on. Burdett in the shadows now, ready to work. Payoff pitch to Mantle outside, ball four. Well, Mantle opens the last half of the sixth inning for the Yankees with a base on ball. That is walk number three given up by Lou Burdett. He has given up three hits, a home run to Hank Bauer, a single to Kubek, and a swinging bunt to Jerry Coleman. So with the shadows now reaching out over the mound, the batter is Yogi Berra. Had one hit and three times at bat yesterday, has bounced out to the second baseman, has hit a fly ball in the left field. In close at third, Matthews. Outfield pull to the right. Mantle, fast man on the bases, leads away. Pitch to Berra. Swings, hits the ground to the right side. Taken by Adcock. Throws to the shortstop for one. No throwback. So Mantle is forced at second, and the play goes Joe Adcock to Johnny Logan. Berra on at first as a result of the force play. And the Braves manager, Fred Haney, who spent a good many years in baseball as a player himself, realizes the importance, especially in a World Series, of having that bullpen ready, and he has Conley and Pizarro throwing. The batter now is Enos Slaughter. Enos last year in the series was one of the key men in the Yankee attack. Pitch to him is a fastball too low, ball one. Haney spent 7 years as a major league infielder, played first base, second base, shortstop, third base, with the Tigers in the 20s, 22, 23, 24, 25, Red Sox. He's a soft-spoken gent, but very firm, and he's done a great job with the Milwaukee Braves. One ball now to Enos Slaughter, left-hand batter. Barra leads away. The pitch by Burdett is a fastball too high, ball two.
Yogi yesterday walked in the sixth inning and came on to score a run. He singled in the eighth inning. And he's out there as a base runner with Enos Slaughter, who did not play in yesterday's game, standing out there. Enos has walked, scored a run, and struck out. Delivery by Burdett is swung on. High bounder foul. Back of the plate. Chopped. So it's two balls, one strike. And the excitement has diminished just a little bit as the Yankee fans, who can't believe that 4-2 score showing so proudly for the Milwaukee Braves at the moment, sit back in anticipation. And the Milwaukee Brave fans holding their breath collectively. Pitch now is a slice down the left field line, going into the corner. There is Barra making the turn at second. Going over for the ball is Covington. He's up with it, makes the throw to second base, and Slaughter's on with a double. Slaughter slices one just inside the bag at third base. It goes down in the corner. Nice play by Covington recovering that ball. And the Yankees now have runners at second and third. One out. Milwaukee leading 4-2. Enos Slaughter, who was in the 1942 World Series, got 5 hits in 46 with the Cardinals, got 8 hits. 56 with the Yankees, got 7 hits, is on at second. And the batter now, number 36, Harry Simpson, the first baseman. Last time up in a long fly ball deep in the center field. Eddie Matthews in close at third. Barra, the runner at third, who was squeezed home yesterday, pitched to Simpson a fastball, strike one. Everybody sitting on the edge of their seats now as the Yankees threaten to bounce right back. Braves got a run in the second. The Yankees tied it up. Braves got one in the third. The Yankees tied it up. Braves got two in the fourth. And the Yankees are threatening here in the last of the sixth. Pitch on the way to Harry Simpson. A fastball outside. One ball, one strike. The outfield for Milwaukee has Pafko deep in right field. Hank Aaron shaded a few steps over in right center, and Covington around in left, and they've left left center field open. Simpson, who came into Major League Baseball with Cleveland, not a pull hitter. 1-1 pitch to him. Fastball is too low. Two balls, one strike. So Lou Burdett in a little bit of a jam. Looks around, trying to take his mind off the problem at hand, to get rid of Harry Simpson and to keep those runners at second and third from moving any farther. Two balls, one strike, one out. Two men on for the Yankees. Barra at third, Slaughter at second. They lead away. 2-1 pitch to Simpson. Swings at a wide-breaking fastball. 2-2. Simpson went fishing for a fastball that was poured outside and apparently was guessing that he was going to get the curve. Now it will be interesting to watch how Burdett pitches to Harry. Right-handers in the regular season of the American League felt that they had a chance with a fastball in tight. It comes with a fastball. It's hit down the third baseline. Grabbed by Burdett. Makes the throw to first. And he's out on a fine play. Adcock grabbing that ball and just getting the man in time. And the runners hold at second and third. That was very similar to the ball that was hit by Jerry Coleman. That swinging bunt along the third baseline. Burdett came down off. Made the throw. And Adcock, with that long stride of his, just able to get the ball in time. So Barra and Slaughter hold at third and and second respectively. And the batter now is Tony Kubek. Kubek sliced one by Eddie Matthews in the second inning, and he bounced back to the pitcher in the fourth. Outfield straight away. Burdette with a windup now, and the pitch to Kubek. Swings on a fastball, misses for strike one. Youngster has a great cut up there. Stands fairly deep, has a closed stance, and he's powerfully built. Tony Kubek. Ready is Lou Burdette, the right-hander, checking the runners and delivering. There's a bounce to the left side. It is rolling. Foul. Boy, Del Crandall looked like a surveyor as he went along that line, moving right along with the ball and making sure that the moment it went foul to grab it. Kubek, who will be celebrating his birthday in about nine more days, who will then be 21, stands 6'2", 190-pounder. So he's up there, number 34. Kubek, the last of the left-handers in this series of five. Two-strike pitch to him. Fastball tries to get him to go for an outside pitch, and Kubek is not gone. And it's one ball, two strikes. Burdette came down with the first pitch that he got Kubek to swing on, but the youngster holding back. Outfield for Milwaukee straight away. Shane Deets deep at second, back on the edge of the outfield grass. Adcock backed up at first. Bear at third, keeps moving down the line. Burdette into his windup. 1-2 pitch to Kubek. Swings on a ground ball, hits to the right side. Coming in to Shane Deets. Makes the throw to Adcock, and he's out. Fine play. Red Shane Deets probably makes that play better than anybody in baseball. And he throws him out. And Burdette gets out of the jam. No runs. One hit. No errors. And two men left on. At the end of six innings of play, the score reads Milwaukee 4, the Yankees 2. We now pause 30 seconds for station identification.
They call me Saratoga, the girl from the Vichy Spring. My Vichy is the best in taste, the mixer with that extra zing. Look for the yellow label, insist on the genuine thing. Cause only Saratoga Vichy comes from the deep rock Vichy Spring.
WGY Schenectady, rock bottom prices on Goodyear tires as low as $13.35. Get Goodyears from Albert E. Oliver in Albany, your Goodyear dealer.
For the Yankees, and the first pitch coming down to Del Crandall is high and inside, and he ducks out of the way. Ball one. And now umpire Jock O'Connell is going out to have a chat with Ditmar. This is the third member of the Braves who has had to move away from a high inside pitch. And he probably is just reminding Art to maybe shout a little louder so the boys can hear him. Pitchers usually show the courtesy of the batter on a high inside pitch. Gets away from them to holler, look out. One ball to count. Ditmar ready and delivers a curve that's foul back upstairs. One and one. Don Larson is working in the Yankee bullpen. Ditmar has been very effective despite the hit batsman, who was Johnny Logan in the fifth inning. Ditmar has retired the Braves without a base hit. Double play got him out of the jam with Logan. There's a bunt along the third baseline. Coming in is Kubek, makes the throw, and it is too late. Base hit. Del Crandall, who is not reported to be a speed merchant, caught Tony Kubek deep at third, dropped a bunt beautifully along the third baseline, and out-legged it. So the Braves get their first hit off Art Ditmar. Well done by Del Crandall.
That's his second hit of the series. And the batter now is Lou Burdett. Gets a fine hand from the New York and Milwaukee fans here assembled in Yankee Stadium. 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Milwaukee. 2 runs, 4 hits, and 2 errors for the Yankees. Looking up for a bunt now is the third baseman. The bunt is along the first baseline. Simpson comes down, makes the throw to Coleman, covering, and in at second is Crandall. So the sacrifice by Burdett is good. Crandall's the base runner at second. One out, Fred Shandeen's the batter. Red had 1-for-4 in yesterday's game. He's 0-for-3 in this one. Called out on strikes in the first inning, fly to center in the third, bounced out short to first in the fourth. Milwaukee leading the Yankees 4-2. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Second game of the series here in Yankee Stadium. Outfield for New York now. Pulls around to the right. Mantle moves over a few steps in right center. Crandall leads away. Shandeen's batting from the left side. Swings and hits a bounder foul. Redhead has had very little opportunity to bat from the left side. Yesterday, with Whitey Ford going all the way, Shane Dean's got his hit in the seventh inning. Today, with Dittmar coming on in the fourth, he's only had one opportunity. Swings, hits a bounce to the right side. Coleman backs up on the ball, grabs it, throws to Simpson. He's out. Moving to third is Goodell Crandall. So Shane Dean's bounces out, Coleman to Simpson. And Del Crandall moves to third. The batter now is Johnny Logan. He hit a home run in the third inning, was hit by a pitch in the fifth, and he was called out on strikes in the first. Johnny is 0-for-3 yesterday. His right-hand batter stands deep, bends over at the waist, holds the bat right on the end. Now he moves up about 2 inches. Outfield shades to the left. Pitch. Swings on it. Hits a looper out in the left field. In a slider going over hard for it. Pulls down the glasses and grabs it. Fine play by Enos Slaughter, moving very quickly to his left to grab that mitt by Johnny Logan for a base hit. So in the seventh inning for Milwaukee, no runs, one hit, no errors, one man left on. And at the end of 6.5 innings of play, the score, Milwaukee 4, New York Yankees 2. Yankee half of the seventh inning. Lou Burdett has disposed of the 5 left-handers, and he now goes to the right-hander, Jerry Coleman, batting in the number 8 spot for New York. Coleman standing alongside now, having a little visit. And it looks like we may have a pinch hitter for Dittmar up there on the on-deck circle, talking it over with Coleman. His number 11, and that's Jerry Lumpy. So Jerry Coleman has had a visit. Coleman is in there. Outfield shaded just a few steps around to the left. Eddie Matthews at third, Logan at short, Shane Dean at second, Adcock at first for Milwaukee, and Burdett's into his windup. Pitch to Coleman. Fastball, strike call. Got that one just above the knees. Bob Grimm and Don Larson are working together in the Yankee bullpen. Bobby Shan started this game, worked 3 innings, gave up 6 hits, and all 4 of the Milwaukee runs. Pitch by Burdett now is a curveball hit foul, sliced into the stands, and a souvenir downstairs. So it's a 2-strike count to Coleman. Jerry's had a perfect day so far. He walked in the fifth inning. He singled in the second when he swung over a chopper that rolled along the third baseline. And Lou Burdett, anxious to grab the ball, did so. And in so doing, Enos Slaughter was able to score. Burdett working very carefully. Ready with a 2-strike pitch. Comes down with a fastball outside. 1-ball, 2-strikes. Lou Burdett the roommate of Warren Spahn, who undoubtedly spent most of the night chatting with Spahn on how to pitch to these Yankees, trying to keep hopes of the Milwaukee Braves high as he delivers down the 1-2 pitch. A swing and a ground ball foul. Hit down along the third baseline, bouncing off the stands, going out in the left field. Wes Covington will retrieve that one, and he does. Lou Burdette, who comes from Nitro, West Virginia, now lives in Sarasota, Florida. One ball, two strikes. Milwaukee 4, the Yankees 2. Wind up, pitch on the way. Swings on a fastball, fouls this one off into the upper deck, back of first base. And a gentleman with a very fancy chapeau demonstrates a new type of catch known as the sweeping hat. So it's 1-2. Coleman still working up there. Jerry is one of the few ball players in the American League who wears his baseball pants drawn up higher on the knee. Very similar to Frankie Grassetti. 1-2 pitch on the way. Swung on. Bouncer to the third baseman, Matthews. One hopper. Fires across to Adcock. He's got it. He's out. So Jerry Coleman goes out third to first. One out in the last half of the seventh inning. And the batter is Jerry Lumpy coming up to bat for the pitcher, Art Dittmar. Lumpy is a youngster. In the regular season, they brought back up by the Yankees, got into 40 games, played some third base, played some shortstop, hit for a .340 batting average, hits the ball sharply, swings and lines one over the second baseman's head out into right center field. Going over there is Andy Papp. Go up with the ball, holds Lumpy at first. So Lumpy moves in there and sharply singles into right field. So the Yankees now have a runner on first, and that is only hit number 5 off Lou Burdette. Hank Bauer is the batter. Has a home run and 3 times at bat. Frankie Grassetti coaching at third. Frankie confines his signals to rather simple ones. His theory is don't confuse the batters too much. Runner at first leads away. A swing and a foul coming back upstairs. Other coaches prefer to go through combinations. Lumpy is just 24. He now lives in Warsaw, Missouri. He was down playing for Birmingham. The experts down there thought he was the finest looking youngster in baseball. Outfield straight away. Pitch now is swung on and missed. Strike two. Swung on, popped up to the infield. Moving under it is Johnny Logan, right back of the mound near second. He's got it. So Hank Bauer pops to Johnny Logan, and there's two out. Burdette, like many other pitchers in baseball, is a nervous working fella. Likes to fidget around. Some of them like to rub the insides of their wrists Others like to work the back of their heads and touch the peak of their caps. And Burdett apparently has rather dry skin texture on his throwing hand, and occasionally wets his fingers. But in so doing, only trying to get a good firm grip on the ball. Pitch is swung on and looped out in right field. Waiting back there for it is Andy Pafko. He's under it and takes it. No run, one hit, no errors, and one man left on. And so Lou Burdett puts down the Yankees again in the seventh inning. At the end of seven, the score, Milwaukee 4, New York Yankees 2.
Third Yankee pitcher of the afternoon, Bob Grimm, making the move in from the bullpen in right center field. Art Dittmar, who came on in the fourth inning in relief of Bobby Shands, worked four innings, gave up only one hit, which was a single by Crandall at bunt that was so beautifully executed. He walked one, struck out one, did not allow any runs. So Bob Grimm comes on here in the top of the eighth inning. Grimm has been, in the year of 1957, the big man for the Yankees in the relief department. For example, Bob Grimm worked for New York in 57 in 46 games, in which all of these games were in relief. Pitched 72 innings, gave up 60 hits, 36 bases on balls, 52 strikeouts. Completed no games since he did not start any from that standpoint. 112 while losing 8. And his earned run average, a very fine 2.63. So Bob Grimm is out there, another right-hander. And the sort of script is reversed today. Yesterday it was Whitey Ford going right along. And the Milwaukee Braves had to go to their bullpen with Spahn starting, Johnson and McMahon. Today it's Shan starting with Dittmar and Grimm having come on. And Lou Burdett going right along for the Milwaukee Braves. So as we get ready now to go into the top of the eighth, Milwaukee has 4 runs on 7 hits, no errors. The Yankees, 2 runs on 5 hits and 2 errors. Outfield for New York, pulled around to the right. As Eddie Matthews steps up there, he hit into a double play his last time up. Hit a bouncing ball just to the left of second. McDougal was able to grab it, step on first, and throw to first for the double play. Pitch now to Matthews, a curveball for a strike. Grimm, for a couple of innings, can throw as hard as anybody in baseball, has a good slider, and uses a curveball. One strike pitch, and a swing and a miss for strike two. Tommy Byrne has just started to work for the Yankees, also in the bullpen, a veteran left-hander. Grimm has been in some series. 55, he worked. Charged with a loss. He looks in now to Yogi Berra. Two strikes on Eddie Matthews in the pitch to him. A curveball high and outside for ball one. One ball, two strikes. Milwaukee leading 4-2. Second game of the World Series. Wind up, 1-2 pitch, fastball, strike three call. So Eddie Matthews is a strikeout victim. And that is the fifth member of the Milwaukee Braves who's gone down on strikeouts this afternoon. Grimm, who hails from New York, last year won 6-1. His best year with the Yankees was in 1954 when he won 20 and lost 6. Batter for Milwaukee now, Hank Aaron, has a triple out of 3 times at bat. Had 1-for-4 yesterday. Outfield straight away and deep. There's a fastball inside and high for ball one. Aaron hit a prodigious drive in the second inning that Mickey Mantle tried to get under and couldn't, and the ball bounced over his head. Here's the one ball pitch. Swing and a foul back. 1-1. It actually answered a question that was put to Mantle before the series started when he said that until such time as fellas like Adcock, Matthews, and Aaron hit a fly ball,
We, as members of the Yankees, speaking of Mantle, would not know how far the ball would carry. And it was one of the first times that Aaron has hit a ball in a center field, and it gave Mantle now an opportunity to know how far this great swinger for the Milwaukee Braves can hit him. One ball and one strike now to Hank Aaron. Milwaukee leading 4-2, and we're in the top of the eighth inning. Nobody on. 1-1 delivery by Bob Grimms. A fastball high and inside, ball two. Two balls, one strike. McDougal at shortstop. Kubek at third. Coleman at second. Harry Simpson at first. Slaughter in left. Mantle in center. Bauer in right. Pitch. Swung on, missed. Strike two. Good fastball. Two balls, two strikes, one out, nobody on. On deck is Joe Adcock. Grimm takes the glove off, rubs the ball up. Shadows now have reached out beyond the mound and have covered about one-third of the outfield area from the right field line over into right center field. Wind blowing from left to right. Bob Grimm looking into Yogi Berra. Reads Yogi's sign. He winds, and the 2-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. So Bob Grimm is a little grim out there as he puts down the first two Milwaukee Braves that he faces in the eighth inning. Bobby Shands, you may recall, started off this game by striking out the first three Braves to face him. Joe Adcock, who has two hits and three times at bat. He's 2-for-7 in the series. He can hit the long ball. A pitch by Grimm comes down. He swings out, hits a fly ball to right field. Hank Bauer digging over. Still has lots of room as he comes near the line and grabs it. So in the eighth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. At the end of 7.5, it's Milwaukee 4 and the Yankees 2. Substitution for the Milwaukee Braves. Frank Torrey has gone out to play first base. This is a defensive move. Torrey wields that glove pretty well. Standing deep at first base. Pitch to Mantle. Swings on it. Pops it up to the left side. Moving over near the stands is Eddie Matthews. Sun shining brightly. Drifts under it. He's got it. Yogi Berra. Burdett must face the five lefties here in this beginning of this eighth inning, must at least face three of them. And in the ninth inning, if he disposes of the first three in the eighth, we'll have to face at least two more of them. So Lou Burdett, pitching with all the heart and cunning and courage at his disposal, delivers now to Yogi Berra, fastball for a strike. Milwaukee leading, 4-2. Four runs, seven hits, no errors for the Braves. Yankees, two runs, five hits, two errors. The outfield pulled around to the right for Milwaukee with the right side of the infield backed up. Shane Deanst at second, Torrey at first. Torrey guarding the line and deep. Wind up by Burdett, the one-strike pitch to Berra. Ground ball hit down to third baseline. Grabbed by Matthews. He'll have to hurry. Shoots it across. He's out. In the last half of the eighth inning. And the batter is Enos Slaughter. Enos has walked, scored a run, struck out, and doubled. In the sixth inning, his double put Bear on third with only one out, and Burdett, with great heart, got Simpson and Kubek. McMahon starts to go to work in the Milwaukee bullpen. Bullpens have been busy today. Signs going out there to get them up, get them working. Pitch to Slaughter outside with a fastball, ball one. World Series scene will shift on to Milwaukee, where the great Milwaukee fans who have supported this wonderful team of theirs so stoutly will have an opportunity to let their cheers be heard around the world. One ball pitch is a strike. 1-1. One ball, one strike now to Enos Slaughter with two out in the last half of the eighth inning. Milwaukee 4, Yankees 2. Lou Burdette out there looking in to Del Crandall. As the sign, works and delivers. There's a swing and a foul. One ball, two strikes. Attendance today, 65,202. And the two-day attendance for the first two games of the World Series, 134,678. One ball, two strikes now to Enos Slaughter. Taking his time, ready to work. Delivers to him. Outside with a fastball, 2-2. Burdette measuring each pitch now very carefully as time starts to run out in this ball game, and with a two-run lead to protect, and with the Yankees presenting those left-hand batters who can reach that short left field line. So it is probably one of the toughest spots any pitcher has found himself in regular or World Series play. 2-2 pitch. Strike three call. Fastball that broke away from the left-hand batter, caught the outside corner. So, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on for the Yankees at the end of eight. The score, Milwaukee 4, New York Yankees 2. It will be Andy Papko, Wes Covington, and Del Crandall. The Braves got a run in the first inning on a triple by Hank Aaron, a single by Joe Adcock. They picked up another on a home run in the second and the third inning by Johnny Logan. They got two in the fourth on three singles and an error. And they have not been able to score since the fourth inning. They have had only one hit since the fourth inning, as Art Dittmar and Bob Grimm have been very stingy. Perhaps most of you know that Lou Burdette has, of course, as his most important assignment today, trying to win for Milwaukee. And secondly, I presume he would like to maybe remind the Yankees, who traded him, if you recall, back in the days when the Yankees were trying to pick up a victory. They traded Burdette to the Boston Braves for Johnny Sain back in 1951. That was the year the Sain came along to help out the Yankees and win the pennant. So Lou Burdette, a man of great stature around Milwaukee and throughout baseball in the National League, is trying today to add to it with a victory for Milwaukee. Andy Papko is out there to face Bob Grimm. Grimm, the right-hander. Wind up, pitch to Andy, is a swing and a drive into left field. Going back for it is Slaughter. Has lots of room out there to roam. He's under it, and he takes it for out number one. One away in the top of the ninth inning, and Wes Covington, who has had a very difficult assignment here in Yankee Stadium, where he has not had an opportunity prior to game time yesterday to take a look at the shadows out there, and who has really made one super-duper catch, one that could have changed the entire course of this ball game at this moment. A blast off Bobby Shen's bat in the second inning with two men on that he grabbed. He swings and he fouls it off upstairs. One strike. So it's four runs, seven hits, no errors for Milwaukee. Two runs, five hits, two errors for the Yankees. Milwaukee batting in the top of the ninth inning with one out. Nobody on. Outfield is pulled around to the right. Bauer deep in right field. Mantle in right center. Slaughter in left. And they're giving him left center field. one and Simpson deep at second and first, respectively. Fastball inside. One ball, one strike to Wes Covington. Bob Grimm looking into Yogi Berra. He is set to work, and he delivers to him a curveball that's over for a strike. Covington was tempted, got the bat away from his shoulder and sort of quivered with it, and then decided not to, but it was a good pitch, and it's one ball, two strikes. Grimm looking in again, pitching very carefully. Covington stands deep, feet close together, strides into the ball, bend at the waist. And he looks back to umpire Jock O'Connor and asks him to call time, which he does, and he steps out. He felt that Grimm was taking too long. All right, he's back in. And Grimm's ready to work. 1-2 pitch now comes down to him, and he swings, and he fouls it out of Yogi Berra's mitt, and he's alive. 1-2. Ball, two strikes. Umpires all right at their key positions, ready to make the call and in a position to make the call. Here's the 1-2 delivery coming down. It swung on, a slicer going out in the left field. It's a base hit. Enos Slaughter moving into his right is up with the ball, throws into second, and he holds him in first. So Covington slices one into left field, a base hit. First one off Bob Grimm. And hit number 8 for the Milwaukee Braves. Though Covington, the base runner, brings up Del Crandall, who walked in the second inning, who fouled to the first baseman in the fourth, and who beat out a bunt in the seventh. Covington had 2-for-4 yesterday. He's picked up 2-for-4 today, so he's 4-for-8. And he lined one to the third baseman in the second inning. Stretch by Bob Grimm. Looked to first. Pitch to Crandall outside. Ball one. Jerry Coleman shouting in to his pitcher, Bob Grimm. Outfield straight away for Crandall. Dell stands with an open stance, fairly well away from the plate. Holds that bat away from his right ear. Look to first now. Covington edges away. The pitch is too low. Ball two. 2-0. Yogi Berra moves out in front of the plate and pops that ball, rubs it up a little first, and then pops it back out to his pitcher. Coleman moves in for a little conference. Milwaukee with a 4-2 lead, trying to add an insurance run or two as they bat here in the top of the ninth. Grimm is set once again. Looks to first. Covington with a 2-3 step lead away. Simpson holds against him. Pitch to him. A ground ball hit the left side. Coming in is Kubek. Makes the throw to first. High throw. Pulled down by Simpson. He's out. So the runner moves to second as Crandall hits the ball down along the third baseline. Here comes Lou Burdette. Gesture of appreciation of the fans assembled here today who recognize brilliant performance and who are giving to Lou Burdette a much deserved accolade as he steps in. Right hand batter. Outfield is shallow with Mantle shallow in center field. Runner at second. 2 out and Grimm delivers. There's a curve. He swings over for strike one. Yankees have Enos Slaughter fairly deep in left field. Mantle shallow in center, and the right fielder Bauer is pulled in. Jerry Coleman is on the edge of the outfield grass at second base. A pitch by Grimm now. He swung on a ground ball to the left side. Coming in is McDougal. Up with the ball, makes the throw to Simpson. He's out. So in the ninth inning, the Braves go down. They get no runs. They had one hit, no errors, and one man left on.
So at the end of 8.5 innings of play, the score reads Milwaukee 4 and the New York Yankees 2. And the shadows now have moved on the infield almost to third base. Wind is blowing with a slight velocity of 10 to 12 to 15 miles per hour from left to right field. Fans are not leaving. They are remaining right in their seats, and they're talking now as the Yankees move up for the last half of the ninth inning. So Burdett takes his warm-up tosses to his battery mate, Del Crandall, and a great many things must be going through the mind of Lou Burdett as he hopes that Dame Fortune will smile upon him here in the last half of the ninth inning. Burdett, whose hobbies are hunting and fishing, will probably take in quite a fishing trip come the end of the series. But today, he's fishing for his first victory. All right, Harry Simpson, left-hand batter, who's been at first base today, who has struck out, who's flied to center, who's bounced back to the pitchers up there. Outfield is straight away for Milwaukee. And the last half of the ninth inning is ready to unfold. Here's the windup by Burdett and the pitch to Simpson. Strike call with a good fastball over the inside corner at the belt. Burdett with the rosin bag. Pounds it down on the mound. Digs around with his foot. Looks in now to Crandall. Is ready. Delivers. And there's a swing, check swing and a strike two count. Simpson started to take a lunge, held up, and the ball caught the corner. So it's two strikes. Simpson stands deep in the box, has a closed stance. Almost carries the bat off the top of his left elbow. Deep at second is Red Shandings. Deep at first is Torrey. The pitch to him is just outside for a ball. One and two. Burdett going with that good fastball that breaks away from a left-hander and it just missed the corner. One ball, two strikes. Umpire Jocko Conlon, who himself was a ball player, really watching very carefully, as do all the umpires. Watching every little angle of that ball moving in there. Wind up now, 1-2 pitch. Swung on, sliced foul off the third deck. One ball, two strikes. Milwaukee leading 4-2. We're in the last half of the ninth inning. Burdett looks in to Del Crandall again, gets a little rosin. Eddie Matthews even with third. Wind up, 1-2 pitch. Swings, hits a ground ball foul. Simpson went fishing out there for a change-up curveball, and he pulled it foul. Charlie Keller fields the ball, throws it into the bat boy. Crandall down on his knees, looking out there to give the sign. Now gets up, flashes it. And Burdett starts to whine. Here's the 1-2 pitch coming to Simpson. Swings and fouls it back. One ball, two strikes. The attention of the entire crowd here in the Yankee Stadium is focused now on Harry Simpson and Lou Burdett. Jocko Conlon goes out to clean the plate off, sort of an anti-climax. He's got her all dusted off. Burdett looking into Crandall. He's ready to work. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Simpson. Takes outside ball two. Andy Pafko moving around nervously in right field. Moves over to the left a few steps, moves back, keeps pounding that glove. Hank Aaron in right center field, standing there casual as if he was just waiting for somebody to hand out lunch. Two balls, two strikes, but he's poised inside, ready to move. 2-2 pitch is swung on, a comebacker right back to Burdett. He's got it, throws to first, he's out.
there's one away in the last half of the ninth inning. Tony Kubek now, the lad who hails from Milwaukee, who slashed a single in the left field in the second inning, who bounced back to the pitcher in the fourth inning, and who bounced out second and first in the sixth inning is up there. Burdette trying to work very carefully. One out. Milwaukee leading 4-2. The outfield shaded around to the right. Hank Aaron moves in a few steps in right center. Right side of the infield, backed up. Matthews in close at third. The pitch to him. He shortens up as if the bunt takes a strike. So Burdette, carrying number 33 in his back, walks back a little, casually rubs the ball up, looks around. Lou has probably used more rosin today than Toscanini's entire first string section. Here's the one strike pitch, and it's over for strike two. So it's two strikes. Burdette again goes to the rosin bag. Nobody on, one out. We're in the last half of the ninth inning. Here's the windup and the two-strike pitch coming to Kubek. Swings and lines one out into right field to base hit. So Papko down on two legs as he makes sure that ball doesn't get by him, goes down to his knees to block the ball. And the Yankees have a runner on at first base. One out. Say, you'll enjoy the keen-sighted analysis of today's game by Bill Corum, one of America's most popular sports authorities. So stay tuned for Bill's colorful summary after the final out. Joe Collins is getting the nod from manager Casey Stengel to come up and bat for Jerry Coleman here in the last half of the ninth inning. Collins, a left-hand batter. Has had plenty of World Series experience. He came in yesterday. Play as a defensive move. Joe has been in six World Series, this being his seventh. From Union, New Jersey. And he stands deep in that batter's box, sort of hunches down as if he was going to sit on a big bench. Takes the swing and he fouls it back. One strike. Joe is 35, or 34, will be 35 come this December 3rd. And he is a pull hitter. The outfield shaded to the right. The runner at first leads off. Pitch by Burdette. He swung on. Popped up. Back of second base moves Johnny Logan at red chain deeds. And Logan on the right side of the infield moves back to grab it. Might have been a little mix-up there. Perhaps Shane Deanst and Logan did not hear each other shouting. And I think Logan for a moment thought Shane Deans was going to take it. Shane Deans, doing the Alphonse Gaston bit, thought that Logan was going to take it. And the ball, with the wind blowing out towards right field, drifted over to the right side of the infield. And Logan finally moved under for the catch. So there's two out. Runner at first base. And again, Casey Stengel goes to his bench. Now for the pitcher, Bob Grimm, is Elston Howard. Elston Howard, who appeared in yesterday's game as a first baseman, moves in there now as a pinch hitter. In the regular season, Howard for the Yankees hit to a .253 batting average, had 44 runs batted in, 8 home runs, 4 triples, and 13 doubles. So Lou Burdette, one out away from a victory for the Milwaukee Braves, working out there The outfield is pulled around to the opposite field. Actually, they're giving him all of left center field. Swings and hits a ground ball over second and knocked down by Logan. Throws back to the infield. No out. But he may have saved Lumpy from going all the way to Kubek from going all the way to third. That ball was just hit to the left of Burdette. A great stop by Johnny Logan, who fell down and knocked the ball down. Dove for it. But the Yankees now have runners at second and first. Two out, and Hank Bauer, the batter. We're going to have a runner for Elston Howard. It will be Bobby Richardson. So the Yankees now have runners at second and first. Bobby Richardson running for Elston Howard. Has good speed. Kubek is on at second. Two out. Outfield straight away for Milwaukee. Pull now slightly to the left. First pitch. Bouncer foul. Down to the third base coach, Frankie Crosetti. Strike one. So the tension continues to mount as the Milwaukee Braves in the last half of the ninth inning, with Yankees at second and first and two out, pin their hopes on the cunning, the courage, and the ability of Lou Burdette, as Hank Bauer, synonymous with the danger of the Yankees, stands up in there. Bauer has a home run. He's bounced to the shortstop. He's popped to the shortstop, and he's a right-hand batter. One strike pitch to him. Swings, hits a bounce to the left side. The shortstop, Logan, throws to Shane Deans. The fourth is in second, and the ball game is over. So, the final score reads the Milwaukee Braves. Four runs on eight hits, no errors. The New York Yankees, two runs on seven hits and two errors. In just a moment, Bill Corum will review the highlights of today's game for you.